Blog Talk Radio. Louis Vuitton and Tiffany's, code.
Mike Q.
hold it, hold it. Push them up, push them up. 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 Hold it, hold it.
listening to the sounds of DJ Mike Q.
DJ Mike Q. Carolina People's Choice Ball, Saturday, February 8th, 2014, in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000 for Female Figure Runway. $500 mini grants include Open to All Best Dress, Female Figure Face, Butch Queen European versus All-American Runway, Butch Queen Legendary Performance, and many more $250 cash categories. Over $6,000 will be awarded on this night as we honor the fans' favorite and recognize the people's choice. Again, that's Saturday, February 8th, 2014 in North Carolina. Admission, $30 all night. $200, seat 10 with refreshments. Available for advance purchase only. Your commentators, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi. Your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, contact Overall Father Dede Khan, Chicken Ebony, or Marcus Escada, or see the Facebook event page at Carolina People's Choice Ball. See you there. Legendary runway ruler, Father Warren Milan presents Frostbitten, Sunday, December 15th in downtown Miami. Grand prize, open to all European runway for $1,000. The Bloody Walk. Come tastefully done, vamped out with a devastating walk, bringing complete pandemonium to the runway. Don't forget an over intro. Mini grand number one, Twisters versus Sisters. $150 plus a $10 pot. Twilight. Team Edward for the Twisters versus Team Jacob for the Sisters. Mini grand number two, Butch Queen Realness, $150, from Daybreakers to Nightwalkers. Part one, we want to see you come out as a boy or a man. Part two, bring back that sophisticated lady of the night. Mini grand number three, open to all identity theft, for $100. The Craft, bring to life one of your favorite ballroom personalities. Mini grand number four, open to all lip sync performance for $100. Bringing down the house, showcasing your gospel of choice. Again, that's the Frostbitten Ball presented by Father Warren Milan, downtown Miami, Florida on Sunday, December 15th. Your commentator, JP Milan. Doors open at 10 p.m. LSS will begin promptly at 12 midnight. $25 before 11, $30 after. For more information, contact Warren Milan on Facebook or visit the event page, Sunday, December 15th, the Frostbitten Ball.
Every time you come around my London, London Bridge, wanna go down like London. Mata!
Work in verse. Get the verb like a lady. Let me show you. Cut. Pussy.
Maggie, you're supposed to verb like a lady. Stay in one spot.
Cut. Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you.
Hello, boys and girls, and those that are just quite not sure. Welcome to another evening of Trash Talk Tuesday with me, Jason Bridge, J-Rock Bridge, if he should show up, Mother Bridge, Calvin, and whoever else is on the line. I see there are already lots of hands up, so we're going to get right into this and find out who some of these people are. You're on the air, 214-477.
What's going on?
Why do you sound so depressed?
There's a whole lot of stuff going on. My face is on fire. I'm not using it right now. I'm just not. The doctor told me I had eczema, and that's what's going on with me.
Oh, you have eczema. That's going to be okay. It's not the end of the world.
It's
not like you're dying.
It's like the end of my winter. You know us yellow people be waiting for the summer to be over so we can get our winter spread.
Hello. You're not yellow.
Like
last time
I
checked, you weren't yellow. Because if you're yellow, then I must be. If you're yellow, then I'm fucking transparent.
You know what? Light skinned people.
So, you are not light skinned. You are not light skinned. You may sit next to the paper bag, but you are not light skinned. Don't do it to yourself.
Well, then, us lighter complexion. I'm sexy caramel, peanut butter conflict, almond brown.
What's going on, chat room? Hello, Blog Talk Radio room. If you can hear me, how are you? What's up, my little inbox family? How is everyone else? Let's see. Calvin, how are you, you red bitch?
I'm doing good, you yellow bitch. How you doing?
Is that what it is? I'm red, all right.
This 347569 has had their hand up since the show went in, and I'm thinking it's Brian, so let's just see.
Hey, baby,
347, what's going on?
Nothing. Over here going through hell trying to train my new goddamn dog to potty train to pee on the pee-pee bed and not on my floor. But I'm just tuning in. What's going on, y'all?
Not a lot, Brian. We're just starting. Every week you have something new going on. You're moving. You got a new puppy. Your life is
I know.
Mm-mm.
It's busy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hey, just the life of being Brian Versace.
I hear that. You need to start your own little house.
I have a house. I have kids up here in New York.
Okay, so you have a Kiki house?
No, it's not a Kiki house. The House of Versace started, let me give you a little history. The House of Versace was started by Makuta Chanel Versace in Atlanta, Georgia. And we had a house. We just went on hiatus. And I've been keeping the house. I walk. And it's not a Kiki house because I had saw something on Facebook or whatever. Some child was trying to call himself overall Father Versace, and we had to get him very much correct, like, boo, don't even try it. and that is not even the way it's supposed to go. But, no, we have a strong – we have a house. But we went on a hiatus or whatever. But 2014 – children, look out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right, Brian. You sure keep me posted.
Okay.
Let me know when y'all have a ball. I sure will come.
Oh,
I know that shit because they're like, this bitch don't go to nobody's ball. But he said he'll go to Brian's. I sure will. People are like, I don't have a problem supporting. So just let me know.
And Jay, why haven't you, did she give you my information?
Yeah, who?
Did Jasmine give you his? Brian's trying to move to taxes, and he wants to know about, if I'm not mistaken, he wants to know about shops and stuff like that. So he wanted some information from you.
In different services and different things, or where to, where not to move, you know, things of that nature. Please call me J-Rock.
Well, do you have my Facebook page?
No. But just hit me up on Facebook. Just request me, and I'll accept it, and then we can take it from there.
Okay. Well, J-Rock, if you don't have it, I'll send you his Facebook name. Brian, I'm going to put you back on hold. If you have anything
Thank
else to say, just press 1.
All right.
Bye, Brian.
Okay. Ooh.
Who was this?
I don't know. I think that was Calvin saying bye to Brian, I think. Okay, 601-341.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
What's going on? I had you guys on mute.
What's going on?
Guys, it's Tuesday. It's Trash Talk Tuesday. What's the business?
Is this Justin?
Yes, it is.
Okay, you need to address yourself, sir. Well, well, since it is Trash Talk Tuesday and it looks like it's going to be the Butch Queen hour for a few minutes, let me start off by doing this. And I don't know if you all can hear it.
What is that?
So, it looks like Mr. Ed was put out of a rum. Or that was false propaganda that was started because no like bitches needed something to do because their rum was dead. So I think they tried to start a little controversy so that they could get attention and get some life. But not on our dime or not on this dime. You won't do it, horse face.
Ooh.
Ooh. So you read a real icon because she wanted to praise the Lord or give some enlightenment and lift the girls up who might have been going down. I mean, a bitch might have been feeling bad because they turned the trick and the trick turned them. They thought they was going to get $100 and all they got was $20. So a little Bible verse in the morning could have lifted their spirits up. But no, your horse face ass had to feel some type of a way because somebody else was feeling good about themselves and you wanted to kick them out of rum and make it a big goddamn deal. And then on top of that, you want to give these long dissertations about why you did what you did. Bitch, have several seats and eat several bundles of hay.
Get them. The nerve.
I'm lost.
Oh, you lost? How you lost, brother? Well, let me go get Mr. Ed and see if she can put you on her back and she can help you find the way.
All I know is I try my best not to mingle into the negativity, but if you're talking about Mr. Ed, I kind of got a feeling of who you're talking about, but I just don't want to call the name.
Jiggy,
Stay away from the negativity?
Yeah, I don't really do negativity. I'm trying to live.
He said he rides above.
You know, I'm trying to live the good life. But I think I knew who it was because you said
you want to live the good life now, huh? Okay, you want to live the good life. All right, bro. Well, you live the good life.
Because they'll make you mean and stuff, so.
What is our sister going off about? Tiffany, what are you doing?
Eating Twinkies. I mean, she's about to pee. I'm trying to do the right
Leave
thing.
Leave her alone. Leave her alone. So what do y'all think about, because it is Trash Talk Tuesday, and I do want to, I'm going to be serious for a minute. So did you all see the tribute to Nelson Mandela this morning, the memorial service to Nelson Mandela?
I didn't get a chance to watch it.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I was at work, but I'm pretty sure it was
I was at work as well. I did see that Obama, I think there was some things going on. When I think when I came home for lunch, I think Obama had shaken Fidel Castro's hand, and people were shocked and outraged over
what?
It or whatever.
He shook Fidel Castro's hand.
He shook his hand.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
He shook
his hand. And when he shook his hand, people were upset about it.
Well, it was Nelson Mandela, you know, ain't nobody got time for all this crazy shit.
I have to commend them because there were people that were at that service that, like Fidel Castro, who really don't get along. And at that one moment, at that one time, all those people put differences aside for this one man. And watching that, because, I mean, I knew how important Nelson Mandela was, but I just did not realize how many lives this man walked in and out of until today.
Okay.
It actually wasn't Fidel Castro. It was Raul Castro, but it was his brother.
Yeah, I mean, I could be wrong. I'm sorry.
Same thing. He's a Castro. As long as he's not the Castro.
I mean, but at the end of the day, you're the president. I mean, you can't be shady and not shake people's hands, especially when they put their hand out to you.
The thing about it is some people, with the Castro name or what they do in that country is not something that our country stands for, and we're not supposed to be supportive of it anyway, like any type of deal with that. But I think one thing people forget is times like that, a funeral, is not a time that you bring those type of things to the table. You know what I'm saying? They came to pay respect to somebody who tried to bring unity in his country and stuff like that. That would be the other shade if he got up there and tried to just like not shake that man's hands or be cordial to the very least, you know?
If the president would not have shaken his hand, then that would have been another problem.
Right.
Because they would have been like, now you're at Nelson Mandela's, you know, memorial. And they would have called him some ignorant black president. He's stupid, because why wouldn't he do that? He should leave that stuff behind. This is not a time for politics and all that stuff and blah, blah, blah. So he did exactly what he was supposed to do, put all differences aside and be at Nelson Mandela's memorial.
Right.
And because that's what he stood for, putting everything to the side and knowing that we all are humans. We all, you know, have our differences, but this is a time to come together. So he made the right call. He's the big man, so fuck him.
Okay. But did you see the pictures they had from when Michelle was sitting with him and Michelle was sitting with their white lady and she was
now that's what I was just now that's what I was about to get to. Now that we talked about the positive, let's talk about I want to talk about the messy part. Do you think that it's appropriate to be photobombing at a funeral?
Photobombing at the Nelson Mandela. See y'all, it's too much. I'm trying to say, but.
What do you mean, just taking pictures of the president like that? I mean, that's gonna happen. They're gonna take pictures like that regardless. You know, every few minutes they're gonna be on him because number one, he's like one of the most popular presidents. You know, probably in the history, because everybody wants to, you know, see him or everything like that. He's always been on TV. I mean, they just love to look at him. But just that whole reaction on Michelle's face was priceless.
Did she give that Chicago look like, bitch?
She was over it. I flew almost 18 hours, and I'm here, and you sitting here teasing with this white woman taking a picture? Really?
No, hell. Shut up.
But did you get into the third picture when seats had been changed?
I told you to leave my man alone.
She said, not on my watch. She was like, bitch, Scandal was just a show.
You are not the next Olivia Pope. Give that.
Or Monica Lewinsky.
Speaking of Scandal, Olivia Pope, what do you guys think about them shortening the season due to Olivia's pregnancy or Carrie's pregnancy?
I wish they had wrote it into the show so that they wouldn't have had to do that. But,
oh,
I mean,
she got pregnant by the president.
Yeah.
That would have been a carry.
That would have been fierce.
No, she shouldn't have been pregnant by the president. She should be pregnant by Jake. And then the president.
Well, see, that would be the scandal. Who is the baby's father? Because she was messing with both of them. So that would be the ultimate scandal.
She been fucking
and then she
about
come in with a black baby.
Yeah, and it'll be.
That would have been a care.
She been hoeing for 3 seasons.
Oof.
Well, she has been. I mean, hey. Okay, well, we have a caller, 305-797.
Is that Michi?
No. Well, they'll go back on hold.
You know, they dropped me yesterday from the phone line. I mean, just flat out dropped me, and then all the shit just got turned up.
It was the show was packed last night.
Did they drop
me? It's packed now. I'm getting calls saying that people can't get on.
Oh, well, they must have thought it was going to carry over, but, bitch, please don't call in with that tonight. Go on and call in.
You just told them to don't call in or call in. Make up your mind.
I don't know. I'm bipolar tonight. I tell you this, though, bitch. Have y'all seen that some of them damn clips of the legends that be voguing high and drunk?
What?
I haven't seen any since that Philadelphia Bowl.
Well, I was looking at one of them clips, and you know, cause I be trying to get into it, you know, trying to get into. Because, you know, I like all the legends and stuff and how they vogue. I really don't like the new way that, you know, the real fast 100,000 spins to three backflips and to a dip. I really don't like all that stuff. So I'd be like the legends, like, you know, like the legends, how they vogue and stuff. And I was looking at the legendary Bush Queen Vogue, and Harold had chopped one of the voguers. And when he chopped one of the voguers, the voguer came back like, you know.
You talking about the ball from Philly this past weekend.
Yeah, and he was like, what's the problem, I guess, or whatever. But, like, no shade. If y'all look at that, it just didn't even seem like he really wanted to even be out there. He was just, like, I don't understand, like, why do people get mad when they get chopped when they wasn't even feeling it themselves?
Well, you probably were at work today, so you missed it. But there is a post in the official ROM where Laura posted it and got it going, and God knows that post went left.
The young man
that you're talking about or referring to did say that he really was over it and he was a little intoxicated and he really didn't want to do it, but he was pushed out there and he felt like he would have rather been if anybody. He basically said anybody could have chopped him but Harold. He would have rather been chopped by anybody else but Harold. So because apparently in his eyes, he doesn't see Harold's status, so Harold is a joke to him. So anybody could have chopped him but Harold, and that's just that.
Okay.
So that's what that was about. That you saw that clip and that whole situation. So if you go back into the room, you can read it because it's still there. Because honey, that's going to be one for the archives because it's still going on. You can see him and Harold going back and forth and other people with their opinions on that. So if you're listening from the Blog Talk Room and you're in the official room, if you don't know what we're talking about, we're referring to a post that Laura made in the official room in regards to a gentleman's voguing and him getting chopped. So it is what it is. But
I mean, at the end of the day, you get chopped. I mean, you can't get mad about it. Like you said, he was inebriated. But you got to catch it, though.
If you watch the clip, you can kind of understand why he kind of felt that way.
It seemed like he chopped an auger, and then so the auger chopped
I mean, and that's what was said in the post, and I just, you know, I don't know.
I'm gonna say it because that just don't make sense to me. Why was Harold the only one to chop him then? If, like you said, if he wanted to, like you said, he don't wasn't worried about getting chopped or nothing, but not from Harold. I'm like, why do they just let it through? Like, but when you become a legend, you just can just come out. Like, if you're not feeling it and stuff like that, you still gonna get your tan.
Well, J-Rock, we heard that conversation several times on this show and on past shows.
They don't be wanting to give Johnny's her 10. She doesn't.
Well,
that's double standard.
Well, I'm not going to come in because I think it happened. And yeah, ballroom scene that's shade. You chop my sister, I'm gonna chop you, and all this type of stuff. It happens. Now,
I don't like all that. They supposed to be legends and stuff, but then they want to talk about the younger generation, but then they shutting down balls and shit. That's what I don't get. Don't talk about that.
You already know the saying, give it to your girlfriend, and until ballroom changes, and until people like you help to change ballroom and get ballroom back to where it should be, where it once was, then you're going to have that problem where people give it to their girlfriend, or just because you think you are a legend, you automatically get a pass, and you automatically get a pass to the next round till somebody beats you. But if you know that you're drunk or high or whatever else you choose to be at that time, and you know that that's not your night, then you know you shouldn't be out there. Because if you get chopped, you get chopped. We know a chop is a chop, but of course to some people, depending on who the chops come from, it's shade or it's child, they didn't see me. You just saw what happened last night. They tried to say that the child was paid $20 to chop somebody.
What? See, let's not bring that up.
I mean, you hear the stories about ballroom, what's the word that I'm looking for? Ballroom and, what is the word? It's on the tip of my tongue. Ballroom intimidation. You know, you hear the stories about what girls do. So, until...
Hello?
Bitch, now how Jason dropped?
Right.
Jason just went whoosh.
He didn't fucking head up at all. How he just dropped like that?
So,
who's laughing? Oh, he's back. Okay.
Wait. I am not with that name. Nope. No, I'm not. So, who is this? We're going to bring this caller on. 305-797. 305-797.
Hey, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Let me find out if they like you.
Okay.
Jason, somebody asked, could you clear the lines? Because they're still trying to call
the
me.
Lines are not full.
Well.
Okay, 312-715, you're on the air. 312-715.
I'm a woman.
Okay.
Ow.
In 2014, I'm a woman. I'm going to need you to get something new, okay?
I'm a tranny.
Okay.
No.
Yes, I'm a tranny.
What else is going on, you guys?
Did y'all see the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show?
I don't watch that.
Oh, man, I missed it.
I don't
okay,
watch it
two, wait a minute, 267-324, you're on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
What's up?
Can somebody contact Kelly Mizrahi and have her give us the five elements of Senior Citizens Vogue? I want to know what the five elements of Senior Citizens Vogue.
Senior Citizens Vogue.
She's always talking about girls doing senior citizens Vogue when she's doing, you know, hippopotamus Vogue. So I want to know what five elements of senior citizens Vogue. Paging Miss Kelly. Oh. Are you there?
Don't sit for
it's
her.
Y'all
knocking at her door. She will answer.
Well, I'm going to call
just,
her.
I now give to you.
You can take all the pictures you want.
Yes, love, you called for me.
Yes.
You knocked at my door. I'm answering. Would you like to come in?
Yes, I was wondering, can you explain to the girls, some of the new girls, what is the senior citizens Vogue, the five elements of senior citizens Vogue?
I don't know. Maybe the girls need to come out and show you what it is.
Because you're always reading the older girls. We've been coming out for a long time.
But listen, I'm not, see the difference. The difference is, baby, please stop saying that I'm reading the older girls. I'm not reading the older girls. The truth is not the truth is not a read. That's first of all. Second of all, if you young Similac, well, not even Similac, Infamil Queens knew what the girls was capable of doing, and y'all was out back then when the girls was doing what they was doing, you will be saying the same thing too.
Do you do senior citizens Vogue, Kelly?
I don't, baby. I'm not a voguing girl, Miss Thing. I come out and I give a light. That's not my category. But when they have big girls or big boys performance, I can definitely come out and hang with the other big boys and the other big girls. And when I do walk, I do win.
Is it in the senior citizens Vogue big girls?
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not in the senior citizen Vogue category. Okay. My dips may not be fully complete, bitch, but when I come out and I perform, I give you a motherfucking show, Miss Thing. And I'm faster and I'm more swift on my feet than some of these motherfucking legends that was voguing back in the days that's voguing now. I can get up a little faster than them.
Yeah.
Do you think that people who are DD were giving senior citizens Vogue that night in Philly?
Do I think what?
Girls who were battling DD was giving senior citizens Vogue, like champagne.
I said that last night. If you listen to the show, I definitely do think that they was giving senior citizens Vogue that battled DD. DD Vogue, like DD was still 15, and she can keep up with the motherfucking girls of this era, of this generation. Those girls, those new girls, they all want to say, oh, we got work and everything done, and that's why we don't come out no more, because they just so dramatic and so fast and so hard. No, it's not that. Y'all can't keep up with the new era. Like everybody say, this is a ballroom revolve. It's a revolving door. Those girls can't keep up with these girls of this genre, so they just stick in the genre they can perform with. And Miss Didi is one of those girls that can play with these girls of this generation, and I thank you.
And I thank you for
it. Okay. Yes. I heard y'all talking about that horse.
Yes.
Miss Sang, what y'all was talking about that horse for?
Oh, wait, well, speaking of horses. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, what's up?
What's
yes,
going on?
Yes, motherfucking horse in the building.
Wait,
really? So what's up? Y'all called me. What's up? Kelly,
we called you.
Have
you. I don't remember calling
you.
You
talking about senior citizen Vogue, bitch. You can't even keep up with Malachi. Shut up, okay? That's what.
You can't keep up with anybody. That's why Stuart shot you, girl.
Oh, she got her whole group, right? Talking about, I got put out my group. It's a whole big thing. Like, why do y'all just lie and make up stuff? It just looks stupid. Like, why do y'all do that?
I see your request that you sent to my group 3 days ago. I finally accepted
yes,
you today
because
I was bored.
Yes, because clearly I wasn't in there, baby. I got a new profile. You know, y'all got me put out because you wanted to put my dick up online and shit because you, what, I don't know.
That's so nasty. So
well, you put your own dick up online, Miss Thang, girl. Like, you know, it's out, Miss Thang.
So she did it. Then when I put my own shit up there, like, bitch, what? Get a picture if you're going to get it. They're going to report me. So I had to get a new profile, and that's it. But
oh, you had to get a new profile. Well,
I
accepted you today after 3 days. I was bored. I need somebody to read.
Right. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Now you gotta learn how to spell before you can read, boo.
Honey, yeah. Whatever. You need to look like something before you come out your house, but you know, you're not even gonna go there.
I come out the house, baby. And right now I'm sitting on 8 bundles of Virgin Malaysian boo boo in the city.
Oh, you sitting on 8 bundles, mistake? Jarnice, I think I'm sitting on about 30 bundles, mistake. I could donate you some, girl, you know.
Sure.
I switch my hair up like every 2 weeks. You know, I can donate you some bundles.
You don't gotta,
find you a nasty, ratchet bottom so you can fuck him in your ass because you only take bottoms.
But bitch, I look better than you, though. It doesn't matter. I look way better than you, Kelly. Like, that's a
fucking
you still look
the same like
no,
you look in that picture.
Ain't nothing
changed from how you looked in that picture to now. The only thing that changed is you got some breasts. That's the only thing that changed. You still look like the same nigga that
looking lately, boo-boo?
From back then.
No, I'm kidding. Period.
Yes, it is. It would take an ugly bitch to think that she's
hot. You have no shape.
You know, if you don't think that you're pretty, Jarnice, nobody else will.
They don't put inside of them, okay? They get liposuction. They look like me, bitch, not you. You look bad.
You're trying to look like Janet Jackson, somebody you will never ever meet or somebody that would never even speak to you. You can't even sit with that lady.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't sit with her, Miss Sag. You might sit with Janet Jackson. You might sit with Janet Jackson if you're the help coming to serve her plate.
You know, Kelly, you be like 8 to
8
before she got it, please.
Okay, girl. I'm just saying, it's just like you just look so fierce, Miss Sang, girl. I'm just saying, I don't know, Miss Sang. When you look up ugly in the dictionary, Miss Sang, they got a picture of you, Miss Sang. It's no shame, girl.
Right.
There's no shame, you know.
Kelly,
but you know, since I had your ad because they was all sent to me, you know, and I heard the girls talking about the horse. I said I might as well call the horse and get the horse up on the line to give the girls something to do on Tuesday night and read the horse.
Because
you and Khadija like to read back and forth on Facebook. I don't like to go back and forth on Facebook. I like to, you know, have it live, mistakes so everybody can hear. You said what? What'd you say, sir?
I don't like your voice now, baby. We know what you sound like. We know what you look like.
You said what, sir?
You know what's funny, though? They still, like, calling you a film queen and stuff. Like, they're dead serious. Like, you're really a film queen.
But you got it. Can you remember, Johnny's? Do you remember some of Johnny's? Do you remember what you look like as a boy?
Yes,
I put up my picture as a boy.
You remember what
girl,
you look like?
I came out
you
my mother's pussy looking this way.
Yes,
you had to mount to look.
No, you look the same.
And you still look bad, mistake.
No, I don't, though. That's the thing.
You still look
just
fucking
you
bad,
said,
mistake.
Choose,
did you see that picture of the guy from Forrest Gump that they put together, bitch, with the lip? That was you, bitch. That was everything, bitch. That was you, bitch. That was a spirit image of you.
Yes, wasn't it? They ate her.
Yes, they did. They always eat the pictures up. They
how about
you
look the same.
Oh, no, Johnny's body got the picture next to the man from Friday.
They have all the pictures they want, but I see them in the motherfucking man. Baby, yes, we came a long way, boo-boo, you know. I was not that cute as a boy or a little drag queen. Hey, what do you want?
You still ain't that cute, bitch. What the fuck you mean you wasn't that cute? Bitch, you act like you bumped into something, bitch. You bumped
baby,
into some miles, bitch, but you ain't bumped into no pretty.
I pumped into surgery, something you don't know nothing about.
Yeah, you bumped into surgery. Listen, let me tell you something.
Bitch.
A lot of bitches can bump into a motherfucking knife and some surgical motherfucking instruments, Miss Thing.
Well,
you bump into
you
pretty, Miss Thing. You can get all the surgery in the world you want, Miss Thing, but you still going to be ugly.
No, I'm not, actually.
You still going to be ugly, Johnny.
Hey, Tony, your nose spreads across your motherfucking face. Your face is shaped like a fucking squid.
You still going to be ugly, Johnny. You still going to be ugly.
Your
nose is spread across your face. Johnny, the difference between me and you is, Johnny, I know when I take off this makeup, what it looks like underneath this makeup, Johnny. When I put it on, I play with the girls. You can't.
Kelly, when you walk down the fucking street, has straight ever hollered at you? Ever in your life? Tell the truth.
Yes, they have.
That happened to you before?
All the time. All the time. And you know what? And you know what I tell them? You know what I tell them when they try to holler at me, Johnny? I tell them I'm special. I'm not the type of girl that you want. They do all the time, boo boo.
You know why? Because you're huge. You're
they do all the time, boo boo.
I'm not punch huge bitches like that, okay? If anything, he'll give you a ride.
And the difference is when you go home and they pick
at you.
Go home and you take off your clothes, bitch. It's like laying like some motherfucking apartment building, bitch. It's hard.
That's not true.
It's wrong, nigga. It's wrong. I'm telling you. You know what you need to do? Remember back in the days when you thought that that was your situation and you failed and then I think you need to go back and pale again and become seven again, bitch. You look better at seven than Johnny.
You still look like that.
And then you change
okay,
your change
you.
Your name. You change your name from Sharice.
That's only because you could look
the Johnice mistake. What was the difference? You're gonna always be Sharice. No beach Sharice.
You can see it though. It's like obvious. You know?
And then you still gonna be no beach Sharice mistake. So off beat, mistake.
But I
girl,
can
so
hear the
why?
Beat, though. You can't.
Huh?
But I can hear the beat, and you can.
I can hear the beat, too,
no,
you saying, but
you
get a top of icons, Miss Saying, bitches that, you know, pave the way, Miss Saying, that don't see it for you.
Yeah,
what's the T?
Can you see? Do you have eyeballs?
What's the T, though? What's the T?
Eyeballs?
Why are they chopping you, boo? You a legend, Miss Saying. Why are they still chopping you, boo?
No, they don't still chop me, sweetheart. I got chopped before it happens.
You
but
got chopped, boo. Why are they still chopping you, boo?
Why don't the other icons see you? Why don't they
see you?
You
see me busting
the But see, the difference between me, everybody knows why Ashley chopped me, Miss Thing. It was Shay. Can you tell us why Stuart chopped you?
She chopped you because you're not a legend and you're a director.
Yeah, I'm directing you, Miss Thing, bitch. I keep you and your girlfriends relevant, bitch. Okay? Without y'all motherfucking bitches speaking my name, y'all would not be relevant, bitch.
That's not true.
Yeah, bitch, please. Girl, you don't think so?
My group is way more popular than anything you ever had. That's the one, okay?
Johnny's.
Or not, okay?
Johnny's.
Yeah, before that, I was tapping you.
Johnny's, this is what I want you to do, right? I want you to go to your computer because I know you got one because you're probably waiting for a client to come. And I want you to Google your name and see how many. Pages come up. And I want you to Google my name and see how many pages come up.
Terry.
You Google me, bitch.
Yes,
okay, I keep telling.
Well,
this is the problem,
like
right?
All of you hard, ugly
motherfucking bricks came out before me, and y'all can't take it, Miss Thing, because this little naughty ass bitch queen in drags, Miss Thing, came and superseded all of y'all motherfucking ugly ass motherfucking bitches. That's what it is. Y'all bitches can't take me. Y'all drinking so much motherfucking Gatorade, Miss Thing. Y'all fucking so much motherfucking uncircumcised, uncut, unprotected. Motherfucking dick, it ain't motherfucking funny, bitch. You didn't have motherfucking lockjaw because you and your girlfriend suck so motherfucking much dick riding minds.
You're jealous, bitch. That's the problem.
Well, wait a minute, Kelly. I think we have a caller or two that want to say something.
Yeah, please get that caller on because I don't know what the fuck in the Sam hell is wrong with this nigga that he thinks that I'm jealous of him. Look at this nigga and look at me.
You are, we're looking. Are you fucking blind, bitch?
Johnny, stay right there, please. We're going to put you on hold.
Hold on, man, niece. We got a caller.
Johnny, do you think?
Johnny. We're not going to do that, Bishop. Not now, Bishop. Bishop, stay in your lane. I got this.
Johnny.
Bishop, I got this. Yeah, baby, honey.
Okay, you're back, Johnny.
Yeah, let him speak. I'm going to let him get his life.
You're back, Johnny.
You said what?
You're back,
my nigga.
You're back, baby.
Okay, yeah, somebody, I said I want to talk to somebody that has sense. So, Bishop, did you want to say something?
Sure. Well, we want to talk to relevant bitches, Miss Faye. We want to talk to relevant bitches.
I'm super relevant. That's why you called me.
Miss A, no, I called you to wake the motherfucking show up because I was laying in my bed and I heard them talking about the horse. And since I have all three of your ads, Miss Thing, with your phone numbers on it, Miss Thing, it was only right to call the horse and let the horse address the fans, Miss Thing. The fans want to know about the horse, Miss Thing, so it was only right to get the horse up on the phone.
What does that mean? Relevant. You know what I mean?
Miss Thing, you moved all the way from New York to Atlanta to better your life, Miss Thing, where it's rent is stabilized in Atlanta and rent is much cheaper in Atlanta.
Well,
you could go out and definitely when you are a transgender woman and you could go out nowadays, Miss Thing, and there's so many rights and everything going on for the transgender woman and you could take get yourself a job, Miss Thing, but you'd rather go to Atlanta and sell your motherfucking nasty ass dick, Miss Thing. Rent is not that much in Atlanta, Miss Thing. It ain't like you're living in New York. Why can't you go get a job and do some with but you just want to lay up your back all motherfucking day long, fella.
Kelly, listen to me. The information that you have is totally incorrect, okay? So what you're trying to do is...
So your ad that's posted around is incorrect?
Can I please speak without you being a buffoon for a minute? All that crap that you guys have going on about my name and my house and my housing, all this stuff in your group, it's not true. You're stupid, asshole. I came here with my name on a lease and moved into a home with my name on it and my life and my name, my house, bitch, okay? So all that shit you're talking about, I got kicked out. I never got kicked out of anywhere, asshole. My roommate was a bipolar person. We got into a fight. Simple as that. I bust him in the head with a fucking broom, and I moved, okay? I'm paying my rent now. I live, in a two-bedroom apartment, and I have a room with a roommate like everybody else. What, bitch?
But we're not talking about that. We're talking about the cost of living. You hold on, sir. Now, it's my turn to talk. The cost of living is so much cheaper in Atlanta, Miss Thing, and you're going to go to Atlanta, Miss Thing, and there's so many rights out there for you transgender niggers, Miss Thing, that you're going to go out here and you got your... here and you're selling your dick and you're looking for ratchet bottoms and all type of things. Why you don't get a job? Do something with yourself.
I sell my dick
for ratchet bottoms.
She's only looking for bottoms. She's only looking for bottoms. Go look. Loose booty bottoms. All her ass is up in the group, y'all. They all up.
Well,
her Photoshop.
Good. Post them up, and I hope I get more clients because of it. Hello. They like the trannies with the big dicks. That's what they like.
Photoshop pictures. If you catch all her pictures.
All her pictures are Photoshop,
Miss Thing. Or they have, you know how you go on Instagram and they have those little things that you can miss your pictures with and those different type of things. That's what all her pictures is giving. None of them is actually a direct, picture that's not Photoshop. Bitch, I know Photoshop when I see Photoshop. So you ain't going to sit here and tell me they ain't Photoshop. Like I told you, Khadijah. We was reading when I was at court. Go take a picture of you and Khadijah today with the newspaper in front of you like I did, and then I'll believe the picture is from today.
Kelly, listen. You want a picture from right now? Would you like me to send you a picture right now?
I want you to go get a newspaper. Hold the newspaper in front of you. Today's date in front of the newspaper so we can know the picture is
right
now.
Now for you, okay? I'm sitting on the phone with you. I'm going to do it right now, okay?
Yeah, I hope you got the newspaper with today's date in front of you. No Photoshop, no glare, none of those glare things that they have on Instagram or on the picture. Just put it up.
Look, I can just hold a picture, right? Hold a freaking piece of paper and write the date on it so you know it's now. Would you like that?
Do that, honey.
I can take my shirt off and put a bra on, stuff like that.
You don't want to see them titties.
I'm going to put the video right now. I'm going to send you a video right now. This is this morning. This video was taken this morning. You want it right now? And this is like...
Not this morning, Johnny. I came home after reading you and Khadijah. I sat here with my shirt off, with my titties out, with my red and white bra on, and I made a video right then and there.
Look, when I take my picture right now, are you going to take one the same way? You going to take your shirt off?
Johnny, I don't have a problem with taking a picture right now.
I want to see your titties. Come on.
I don't have a problem with taking a picture right now. Oh, hold on. Hold on, wait. Give me a pen, please. Give me a pen. Get a pen out the room, please, so I can take my picture right now, Miss Thang, and put up in this group, Miss Thang. We'll be sitting right here.
I'll be right back. I'm getting paper.
So I can take my picture of me right now, honey, as we talk, baby. Okay.
I'm here, yo. Sorry, I'm late.
Hey, Mika. Hey, Shamika.
Hello.
What's this?
Hey, Shamika.
Nothing like everybody.
I want
to
Ubu.
Let's Ubu, everybody. I
want
to see these
titties.
Right,
we can do Ubu too, baby. I'm on Ubu right now, too. What's your deal? Bitch, if the Block Talk Radio chat room is working, bitch, I'll get on the radio chat right now. Bitch, daughter, move over for a minute.
Shake them titties, mama.
Hold on. Hold this up right here, honey. Okay, hold on. Oh, wait,
I'm not even taking pictures on the phone, though.
Baby, hold on.
I want to see Johnny's titties move.
Okay.
Baby,
she wanna
see
it move
too.
Oh, you can see it, honey. Hold on, okay. Because you know she giving much mistake, like it's some tea or some shade.
That's why,
honey. It's never no tea or no shade when it comes to this, honey. Okay, baby. I wanna see, honey.
Yes.
Baby, cause they can't. My picture is up, right? My picture is going up right now, honey. What's up, Manny? What's up now? My picture up in the group, Miss Thing. Everybody can go check out my picture. Baby, I just posted my picture up just now. What's up now? Bitch, I ain't never been a scared bitch.
Right now, Google. In your group, who's group am I putting the picture up? Who am I sending the picture
to? Baby, you put the picture in my group. My picture is up right now. What's up now? Bitch, the date and everything. You're in my group. My picture's up right now. What's up now, bitch? How you doing? Bitch, you know, because I know how you girls come. I ain't got no makeup on in mine either, Johnny. So I hope, you know.
Gosh, you came out.
I ain't got no makeup on in my picture even, niece. So I hope you. I hope you know.
I got something even better. I'm about to have made myself a fucking video.
Yeah, honey. A bitch ain't got on no paint or nothing, bitch. I'm just in the house with my nightgown on. You know, my house dress. You know, feeling like the cunt that I am. You know, with my soft breasts. You know, breasts so soft, buddy. You know.
Ow, breasts so yes, bitch.
Bitch, you know, my breath always been soft, not hard, and then, you know, I went and got some, you know, I went on tour, you know, with Vogue Evolution Aftermath, and it got some breaths.
Yeah, you came out your mother's what looking that way?
I came out the pussy. They moan. She moans. She's been taking moans for years. She's still taking moans to look like that.
I'm not trying to say that. That's big transformational.
Okay.
What she used to look like? Oh, my God. I mean, she looks horrible. Okay,
well,
you are an ugly girl, for real. You didn't came a long way. You're not cute now, but you look a lot better than you did.
I think Dennis has a nice voice.
I'm doing my video right now.
Voice.
Hello? Put my video, please. Hello?
Yes, we hear you, sir. We don't got to yell.
So look, so now you know that this is my video and I'm taping right here where I'm talking to y'all so you can hear everything I just motherfucking said.
Yeah, honey, well, you know, it took you a long time. I went to court last week, Tuesday, Miss Thing, when we had that reading session. You know, it would take you about a week to clear off all those razor bumps to come and make a video when we asked you for that last.
I did ask the girls
for the video and the motherfucking, you know, the video and the motherfucking pictures last week, Tuesday. You know, it won't take about a week to clear up your razor bumps for you to come through. So, you here now. Let's go.
Kelly, maybe she had to put on some of her LA Colors makeup or something. I don't know.
It's taking a long time to pick that picture up, Miss Thang. I just opened up my picture screen on my thing and just snapped the picture real quick and put it up. You know, I ain't touch nothing up or, you know, get up and walk in the bathroom and make sure everything was together. I just snapped the picture.
Baby, you have the picture already, girl. I don't know
what you're talking about.
Y'all already knew what this show was going to give tonight, so please stop inboxing me saying clear the lines.
Y'all should already know, Miss Thang, girl. We cannot clear the lines, Miss Thang. Y'all already know what it is, Miss Thang, honey. Bitch, in the time Johnny's taking, I'll put up her picture, Miss Thang. I can make a video and everything, Miss Thang, honey.
Charlie, I was looking at your pictures from earlier that you did with watch face and whatever. I think, and it's no shade, but I think you look less aggressive without makeup. You look so cut and smooth.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're in the group. I added you in the group.
Johnny,
they tagged you in.
Kelly,
they tagged you in the post.
I said Kelly, not Denise.
I like your voice, though. It's real cunt. I like it.
Thank you. Whatever. So, I don't
want to teach you to walk on two legs and not four.
Is that a magic trick? Bitch, but that old picture of her on a black tea girl's bitch, her titties look like the witches of Eastwick, bitch. Bitch.
Don't read him like that. Leave him alone.
Hello.
Yes, you're here.
Okay, bitch. Well,
then she's still doing the video.
Somebody said, how you going to be a backup dancer for Janet Jackson concert when you be on Greyhound getting your meat ate using Greyhound trade teeth?
That's not real gross. Listen, lady.
What was gross when you put
that's
the video
on? That's real gross, but you put up videos of you getting your dick sucked on trains, but that sounded gross.
That was like a,
by random.
That was tough. What the fuck are talking about? You seen them? You seen what I was sucking at?
No, bitch, that's disgusting. I don't like
die.
That kind of shit. I plead the blood of Jesus.
You like getting your dick sucked, don't you?
That's the difference between a motherfucking
what?
Man and a transgender woman. Because a lot of transgender women do things like that, but they do it in the comfort of their home and they don't put it out there for everybody to see. But that's just a plain old straight up nigga from the hood.
That's why you're a big ass to walk around as a woman, because they're different kinds, like you.
Mm.
Everybody don't do the same stuff. What? I get my dick sucked. What?
Damn, bitch. Like, how long it take for a bitch to upload a motherfucking picture, Miss Thing? Girl, damn. Like, what the fuck?
Listen, first of all, I don't need to rush shit for you, bitch. Who the fuck are you? I'm trying to get this fucking
picture. Oh, damn, bitch. I thought it was a battle, Miss Thing. It don't take that long to take a picture. A selfie, Miss Thing. Girl, what? Miss Saint, damn, girl, we got to see it.
Yeah,
but damn, Jarnice, we only got an hour and 32 minutes and 31 seconds left for the show.
She's ahead 31 seconds.
Yeah, honey,
man,
like, bitch, you only
got
sandpaper
that she got saved. Then she got sandpaper that face. Then she got a contour. Then she got a chisel that nose. You know she got to do all that.
Did you just say sandpaper her face?
She gotta make sure the angle of the picture is correct and everything, and you know, and do all of that stuff that she needs to do and all of that shit, you know. But like, damn, it don't take that long to take a selfie, Miss Thang, girl. Bitch, in the time that she's gonna take to take that picture, Miss Thang, I can record a video.
Oh,
then
you can
be
there.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. She put up that video of that Trey munching pretty fast.
See everything Google, like, I mean, what the fuck? It's called publicity. She was getting her pussy, her dick. I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Like, damn, I'm still sitting here waiting for my nigga to pick this picture up. Like, damn. Bitch.
She making a video. I want to see them titty shakes.
Miss Thang, girl, please.
You know damn well them titties don't move.
If she put a picture of her video, her titty shaking, I'm going to put one up of my titty shaking.
Yeah.
I
want to
see Kelly's titty shake. That's what I
want to see. Oh, you ain't seen the video of me reading you with your dick as the thing with my titty shaking and everything? Oh, you need to come back in the group. They blocked you, Miss Thang. Girl, I put up a picture of me in a two-piece and everything, Johnny's. Where you been at, bro?
I didn't like that. That was cute.
Where you been at, my nigga?
I'm not in your fucking group, Kelly.
Oh, you're not in the number one group in ballroom history. Oh.
Keep a knocking, but you can't come in.
I added your Johnny Zion profile to the group.
Why am I on the thing right now? I don't see your shit on the side. Shit.
Oh, I don't know. I added you in. I added you in earlier, Miss Angirl, because you know that I put up your pictures, Miss Angirl, so I added you in so you could comment so we can have a nasty reading session.
I'm going to tag you in Kelly's picture.
She's already tagged in the picture, so I don't know how she can't, how she's not in the group when somebody already tagged her in the picture already.
Three pages with her reading.
I don't understand.
I am not in there, stupid.
Oh, stupid? Your mother's not on the phone.
Ooh.
Oh my
God!
I
don't sound like my daddy.
Girl, honey,
you.
Baby, you look like somebody, daddy too, but you're not.
We know.
We know.
I'm a dream. I would have been though. I would have been a great dad.
Yeah, you would have been. You would have been if they would have stopped telling you that it was yours and saying it was somebody else's.
I know, right? That's
yeah. How stupid was you to think that that was your baby, honey, girl?
Yeah, some of us will never get with you, so we'll never have that problem, you know.
Girl, please, girl. Yeah, I don't do those type of things. I don't discuss those type of things or what I do or do not do in my bedroom. That's not for everyone.
Yeah, you ever had a boyfriend? I'm not talking about your sex life. It's gross. You ever had a boyfriend?
Actually, I have, but it's none of your business or your concern.
Get him on the phone and say he went with you.
Where is the video?
Yeah, bitch.
I'm not in her fucking group. I'm not going to be fucking going crazy. There's the video. You hear me talking, so you'll know it's right now. Hello. Still going.
Why are you taking a long-ass video?
Like, I'm just saying, Kelly, video or no video? Like, you know I look better than you. So when you see the video, then what are you going to say? You going to admit it then?
Girl, Janice, you will never. You know what I added her to, she's been added to the group, so I don't know why. Could somebody please go and try to add her name in the ad box and thing?
Can you make a video, please?
Because, bitch, I've been added her, and if somebody's not in the group, you can't tag them in a post, and your name is clearly highlighted here in blue in this group and everything. So I don't understand how you're not in the group. I just don't understand.
Johnny, which profile are you using? Because you've been tagged in that picture three times under the Janice Zion page.
Janice Zion is the name.
Oh, yeah, you've been tagged in the picture three times, my nigga. Like, how many more times can we tag you in the picture?
Yeah, my nigga.
You're tagged in this post three times.
Yo, you can say nigga all you want. I don't even use that word, but it doesn't affect me at all because you look like this. Like,
I know it doesn't affect you because you know what you are. You know that you're a nigga.
You look like. I know,
you know you're a nigga. Oh, I know. I know what I look like. I know what I look like.
But you look like one.
I know what I look like.
Yes.
I know exactly what I look like. I know what I look like when my makeup comes off and everything. I just put up a picture with my makeup off.
I'm a tranny.
Oh, Miss
Stang. There's always y'all stupid people around her without acting like she fucking sitting. Y'all know. Stop. Y'all part of the mess. For real. Y'all sitting at home looking at her acting like she fucking sitting. That's the problem now. That's why she running them up like this. Kelly ain't even supposed to have all this fucking ring and shit to say. This motherfucking U-Haul, okay? And y'all just let her run and fuck them up. No. I'm not supposed to be doing that shit.
You mad?
But you know what it is?
She mad. That nigga mad because I started from the bottom and I'm here. She can't take me, Miss Dang Girl, bitch. Please. You will never. I don't give a fuck, bitch. I could be the ugliest motherfucking bitch out here, Miss Dang, bitch. Bitch, you will never, ever be on my motherfucking level, bitch, when it comes to this motherfucking thing here that we call ballroom, bitch. You will never, ever the same form as me, my nigga. You will never, never, never. You can never fit with me in this thing that you call ballroom. Never, ever, ever. And your whole wide life is never fit with me. Bitch, Donald Trump can give you $1 million, bitch, and you come back and throw a motherfucking ball, bitch, and give the whole $1 million away, bitch, and you still won't sit on my table with me.
If I throw a ball, they coming. Shut up.
Girl, bitch, please. Girl.
You know they will. Shut up.
Miss Thang, the shade is, Miss Thang, you'll throw a ball, Miss Thang, and I'll throw a ball the same motherfucking day, Miss Thang, that you throw a ball, and I bet you they won't come.
Shut up. I threw up all in my fucking apartment like 20 years ago, girl. I made my phone.
Girl.
I did.
You're still throwing balls in your apartment.
Boom, boom. In the room. Now that's a lot of shade up in the room. Boom, boom.
Honey, that nigga still throwing, he's still throwing balls, Mistake. You've been throwing, you was throwing those balls around all day long.
You
tired of throwing them?
No, I'm not tired at all. I feel good.
Honey, bitch, you should be tired of throwing those balls around.
I'm gonna be tired of it. Okay, y'all just added me into the group right now. All right,
well, we've been
now she just got added into the group. I don't understand how she just got it added to the group when I'm sitting here right now trying to call Rodney and Jasmine's at work and I'm the only one that can approve besides Jasmine and I didn't approve you. You've been in the room. You just got finished shaving your face and now you're ready.
This is not looking good for you, Janice. This is not looking good at all for you.
I don't care though. That's the thing. I don't care. Okay, so I think
you care, girl. You care.
You
If you didn't care, you wouldn't have pressed one.
I'm not kidding. I didn't say I didn't care at all.
No. Don't say that. No, he didn't press one. I called him. I wanted to play with him tonight.
Okay.
I called him. I called my nigga.
Okay, shut up. Shut up.
I called my nigga. I wanted my nigga on. I wanted to play with my nigga. I heard Jason talking about the horse. I went on my computer and I got his number off his ad. And I called my nigga.
I didn't understand why she would come for Letitia. Letitia's such a nice woman.
Okay. She came for Letitia.
Yeah, she came for Letitia
fiercely.
How could she come for someone that has an iconic beat named after her, Miss Thing, that is a motherfucker,
so
is a phenom when it comes to motherfucking performance, when it comes to body, when it comes to realness?
Yes,
how could she even utter the words to even come for Letitia, Miss Thing, or any of the premier girls? Because, Johnny, yes, she was a bro girl. You was out, girl. You was out when those girls was out. But you was never a premier show-stopping girl. You only won when Nisha and Aurora and those girls was not there. You won. You was never a premier girl. You was never a headliner, Mistake. Bitch, you was never a headliner, bitch. You're just an opening fucking act.
Every time I talk to her, and this bitch gonna say all types of wild shit about me, for what? I don't give a fuck who the teacher is. I'm still Janice, and that's somebody, boo-boo.
She
got keys to a group. She turned to
him again.
Work, Jimmy John.
You're still a centaur.
You know what, Miss Thing? Bitch, you know what? You running around here thinking you look like Janet Jackson, bitch. You know what, bitch?
Girl,
I just know
that.
You do look like a Jackson. You do look like a Jackson, bitch. You look more like Jesse Jackson.
Did you know that?
Okay. Yes?
We're still on Johnny?
Yeah, we still on him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's
the
chillin' me, baby?
Miss A, he finally in the group, Miss Thang, and we still waiting for his picture to come up, Miss Thang, and it still haven't came up yet.
Girl, under her fake profile. She was in that group under her fake profile.
Go to my page if you want it, bitch. Go to my page. It's the first picture, bitch. What? Okay.
Oh, girl. Now it's going to
her page. No turkey.
Fuck, I'm not going to be trying to be all confused with this computer shit for your fat ass. It's on my page. If you want that picture, go get it, bitch.
Girl.
But you're going to see this video. You're going to see me talking shit to your dumb ass right now. Why
this
you
right, this picture right here that you just put up 12 minutes ago?
Wait, man. Bitch. I should make a video talking shit to her dumb ass to Callie, but you've been on the phone talking about that the whole time.
Girls, hold on. Girl, oh, wait. It won't even. I'm trying to save this shit to my computer.
Oh,
wait. Hold on.
Only you can have
them. You know, girl, she still don't have no date in the picture, unlike my picture was. But she put up a picture that she said is just now. Oh, Lord, she put up a picture just now, Miss Thing Girl, honey. So it still has no date in it, unlike my picture has a date in it, like I asked.
There's no filter in that picture. That's my bathroom.
Girl, you could have took this picture 3 months ago, Miss Thing. Girls, I just posted the picture up that she put. I just posted the picture up that she put on Facebook, girl. To her.
That's bad.
Get into her, Miss Thang, girl, and get into how the picture is pixelated. Get into how the picture is pixelated too, Miss Thang. Girl, those cheeks, those motherfucking cheeks, Miss Thang, girl, look like you got fucking chipmunk. Oh, shit. Somebody gave me, oh, shit, she looks a life-size Noxema Jackson.
You're mad.
But
where's your picture right now? That's what I
want to
know. What do you look like?
What I look like right now? My
picture's
up there.
I'm
going to
make it my profile picture.
Bitch, if you make that your profile picture, they go, your computer going to crash.
Oh my fucking god.
Which one is it?
You look
horrible,
Johnny.
Wait, man. Yeah, well, hold on. Since he don't want to post his picture in the group and he didn't put a date next to his picture, Miss Thang, you know, I'm gonna give it to you, Miss Thang. Honey, you know, I'm gonna give him what he wants. Oh, yeah. That's the picture that he just posted up. I just put my picture in your inbox that I posted up with the date. That's what I asked you for, baby. A picture with the date in front of it. Not a picture that you can say, oh, I just took this picture right now, bitch. I want a date.
I don't understand,
everybody. I really don't understand how she took a picture just now and we called her on her cell phone, but she got her cell phone taking the picture.
Why she got to pose for it, though? That's pushing your hair up, make you look better?
Yeah, you know, she had the pull right here. She had the pull right
here.
She had to pull that. She had to pull that hand to the front and everything, Miss Thang. And then, girl, please pull that part in the middle of your head, Miss Thang, because that front part and that swoop is not doing anything for that $29.99 lace wig that you got.
Wait,
What's wrong with your fucking hands? Did you have a stroke?
Bitch,
I
have a wig on, though?
Seriously?
You're supposed to be a makeup artist. Are you sure? You
can
blend
it. Bitch, that hand is scaring the fuck out of me. And then that fingernail. Ooh, bitch, you would knock a bitch. You would knock a bitch out. If you talk about it, bitch, you're giving me right the wrong door.
Why her eyebrows look powdered?
And these are a bunch of ugly bitches.
Oh, but no, baby, so you're not talking to the ugly bitches. I just put my picture in your inbox with no makeup on, bitch. No eyebrows, no nothing, bitch. You're beating in this pitch, Miss Thang. Bitch, you got brows on. You beat it. You got two to three different colors over your eye. Your lash and everything. Your lips is done and everything, bitch. I said a picture washed face, bitch. I am washed face in that picture I put in your inbox with the date of today. And then you're still running around here. Then you're running around here with a Metro PCS phone, bitch. Girl, get it together, Miss Thang. It is 2013, about to be 2014, less than 20 days, Miss Thang. And you're still running around with Metro PCS, and you're selling your dick. Girl, you can't afford it. You can't afford a good phone. Bedroom home, Miss Thang, and you can't afford a good phone, Miss Thang. Girl, bitch, get it together, my nigga.
This motherfucking crip walking bitch.
You should have used a filter.
No wonder you photoshopped them motherfuckers. Bitch, if you don't look like goony motherfucking goony in this bitch.
Y'all a bunch of fucking lowlifes following fucking frickin' down over there. And that's it. I'm still going to be Johnny. I still look bad. Y'all bitches is dumb and late. That's it. So
I like your vogue, though. I
vogue down, right?
I love that horse vogue. I love horse vogue.
Thank you. I vogue down and I look bad, too. That's it. Like,
No, girl, no, you're going too far. You're going too far.
I'm super fab, and that's it.
You're going too far. Whatever kind of tea you smoking, bitch,
You know what I'm going to do for you? Johnny's, since you don't think that I should be walking face and all of this stuff, Johnny's, and you're down in Atlanta where it's the capital of face, Miss Thang, and all of those girls, Miss Thang, that you be around and that's down there, Miss Thang, girl, I want you to come out at MLK Weekend for Femme Queen Face. And I'm going to come out for Femme Queen Face, and we got a battle since you don't think I have face.
You need to realize what the real world is saying, bitch. A ball is not going to tell you.
Oh, baby, the real world. Baby, when
yes,
the real world. If I had the cameras follow me every day when I walk in the street and the cunts in the street trade that recognize me in the street and on the train, Miss Thang, girl, you would gag, Miss Thang, girl, bitch. I consider myself to be nobody, Miss Thang, because I'm not getting paid for doing these things that I do here, Miss Thang. But my celebrity status, Johnny's, is just beyond the roof, Miss Thang, Johnny's. It's no comparison to me and you, Johnny's,
even
in the same category, Johnny's.
Really,
when you
really
go to clubs, Johnny's, you stand online, Johnny's. You stand online and you go in your purse and you pull out your money, Johnny's. When I go to clubs, Johnny's, they open up the red rope, Johnny's, and I walk right in and I give them my name and I walk right in and I don't pay, Johnny's. That's the difference between me and you, Johnny's. I don't know when the last time I paid to get into a club or a board, Johnny's. That's the difference between me and you, Miss Thang. You're still beneath me, Miss Thang. Step your motherfucking game up. Step your cookie up, Miss Thang, before you come for me, Miss Thang. You will never, ever be on my level, Johnny. You wouldn't be on my level, Johnny. Let me tell you something, Johnny. You wouldn't even be on my level, Johnny, if I was motherfucking dead, Johnny. You wouldn't even be on my level.
You used to drive me around two balls while I was walking them. You were a fucking chauffeur.
I never once ever said that I did not start from the bottom, and I'm here, Johnny. Yes, I used to ride all you ugly ass motherfucking hard bricks around this thing and drive y'all to motherfucking Jersey to Kima to get pumped, to get that silicone pumped in y'all motherfucking ass and in y'all face and stuff, and y'all look like a motherfucking monstrosity, Johnny. But now, Johnny, I'm not driving anyone around, Johnny. They're driving me around, Johnny. They're chanting my motherfucking name, Johnny's, bitch, okay? Bitch, I'm like motherfucking toilet paper, bitch. Everybody has to motherfucking have it, Miss Thang. Bitch, please, nobody knows your motherfucking name, Miss Thang, girl. You can't go to any motherfucking ball in the motherfucking mid-mess or any motherfucking place, Miss Thang, and the girls is going to go up. The difference between me and you, Johnny's, the difference between me and you, Johnny's, and I want to let you know this, right? Johnny's, you could get into the fabric house and ballroom right now, Johnny's, and tell your whole house to sit down and say nothing when you come out for LSS, Miss Thang, and let's see what the crowd's going to give, and let them call out Kelly and know which why he has to go up, Johnny's, and the girls are still going to go up for me, Johnny's. That's the difference between me and you, Johnny's. I done been at balls, Johnny's, that I was booked to go to balls, and I was the only Miss Rahi there, or two other Miss Rahis, and they wasn't even chanting, and the building went crazy for the legend.
Did you crack the trophies, bitch?
Yeah, I'm the legend. You can take me. Yeah, man.
Right.
Tell me why you mad, nigga.
No, seriously, all I'm mad about is lying. You can read me all day. Stop lying on me, though. Stop doing that. Thank you. Can you do that?
Child, this nigga is mad.
Can
he is
that?
Really mad.
No, I'm not really that mad, but can you do that?
No. I wanted to entertain the girls tonight, Miss Thang, so that's why I called you, so I can entertain the girls, Miss Thang. You know, my mouth was hurting earlier, you know, because I got my wisdom tooth pulled out earlier, so my mouth was hurting. So I was asleep, honey. You know, I was asleep, so I wanted to entertain the girls.
Great.
I was bored.
You got
that? Yeah, bitch. Okay. You know, you's a joke, Miss Thang. You always entertaining.
See, there you go.
Yeah, you know, so we entertain. Are y'all girls entertained by this?
Yeah, just
the
kids.
I want to see more pictures of a dinosaur.
But the rest of the, can I ask a little your people something though, Kelly?
You can ask them whatever you want.
Oh, okay, word.
Please stop saying my people. Please stop saying my people. The only person that I knew from the cast was Jason and J-Rock. I knew from the previous cast. Everybody else came while I was in jail. I just met them. So nobody's riding my coattails. So stop saying my groupies. They're not my groupies. They are hosts of the number one radio station in Boardroom history. Wasn't you on a radio show before the field?
I respect their titles. Fine.
Wasn't you on one of these Boardroom radio shows at Field?
No, never. Never did
it yet. I thought you got one of those groups on Facebook that keep getting shut down.
I thought she was a part of Milan's show.
My group is really fatter than yours, though. I mean, anyway.
You actually think it is, Miss? When y'all sit there, when you're sitting there, and you're supposed to be a transgender woman.
We don't know that our group is fat because none of us are in it. So, of course, you can say your group is fat because none of us are in there to prove that it's not fat.
It used to be.
I never was in
She couldn't take us. She couldn't take us. The difference between me and everybody else, all my haters are my motivators. So I had let all my haters be a part of our format that we have here.
Guess what? I just want to propose tonight. I'm letting you guys all back in. Anybody that wants to get into the actual show can come. I just put that post up tonight because you're right about that.
Girl, we don't want to be in there, Johnny.
Yeah, I want it. I like that.
Johnny, we don't want to be in there, Johnny. It's 5,261 people in this group. It was more, but I kicked a whole bunch. It was more, but I kicked a whole bunch of them out, Johnny. We don't need to be there, Johnny. This room has been running for over 2 years, Johnny, without being shut down or anything. This radio show has been here 6 years, Johnny.
Yeah,
no, like your phone
up
and say what?
Baby, my group has been here on my name alone, baby. You got jazz on your
phone. I'm
going
to be honest. Can I be honest and real with you about something, Johnny's?
What?
The radio show and my chat room is more fab than you are.
Kelly, listen to me, okay? The gag show is named after my book, okay? That was just a group that I started to teach with my girlfriends based on my book to build my brand. Now it's 2 years strong based on what? My name. That's it. I don't have no radio show and all this foolishness talking about people reading stuff and all that. I don't need to do that, sweetie. On my name alone, which is fast, my group's been going for 2 years. Yours has not. That's it.
You wrote a book?
Yes, I'm writing a book. I'm 13 chapters in. It's called The Gag Show. Yes.
Can I have a copy for free?
I don't see no invite to her room.
I just got this motherfucking bitch, I just got this old picture.
Andre just sent me a picture of me as a butch queen to my phone just now, Miss Thang Girl. And told me if I ever try it, he was going to post the picture up. And I just text Andre back, and I told Andre, I'm going to post the picture up before he posts the picture up. Because that's just the type of bitch that I am, Miss Thang. So, girls, the picture is posted up in the motherfucking official Boardroom Radio Station chat room.
Have Johnny's confirmed that was her on that old picture with your cousin?
Yes, she ain't got to confirm.
No, I don't know that. I just want to see because she ran from the coast. Like, you know, she never said anything when we kept on, like, tagging. Well, not we, because I never said
that. Why y'all bitches? Why you gagging, Mona? Why you gagging, Mona, bitch? I don't have a problem, bitch. Yes, bitch. Look where I came from and look where Johnny's came from. It's a difference.
Yes, mother.
Get into me. That's when I used to live in Atlanta. I used to live in Atlanta for a whole year. That's when I used to live in Atlanta at 2121 Wendy Hill motherfucking Road, Marietta, Georgia, 362, apartment 311.
You better be praying.
Okay, bitch. Look where I came from and look where Johnice came from, bitch. Please.
So y'all gonna sit there and really let this go down, like y'all? Okay.
I will be the first to admit
that last year, and I'll say this to you, I came to your inbox, and after I saw your Vogue at the coldest winter ever, And I really, I'm not a fan of yours. But I told you, I thought that that night, from what I've seen in the past, that night, I think that you should have got through. So I can't be, I'm not, I don't just take sides. I'm not going to take Kelly's side, or I'm not going to take your side, because I'm going to always be on my side. But if right is right and wrong is wrong, I'm going to agree with it. And it was like, there are things that you do that I do agree with, and there's some things that you do that I don't like.
And
I don't play favorites. But why is it?
This is what I'm saying. And that's human. Because anything you do, somebody's not going to like that. So I'm supposed to do what? Change who I am so y'all can like me? Is that what I'm supposed to do?
You got to be you all the time.
Okay, then. That's what the fuck I'm doing. Y'all hating on me for that. That's the crazy part. Y'all hating on me for being myself. That's the crazy part. I never did shit to I've never done anything to any of you personally. So you're hating on me because I get my dicks up on the train, doing things in my personal life that has nothing to do with you.
Girl, I'm not
your personal life.
You
just talk like that. You talk like that on Facebook. That's your personal life.
I might not approve of you.
See that? No one wants to see your motherfucking dick, Miss Stengel. Bitch, that's when you post up an ad, Miss Stengel. When you post up an ad, Miss Stengel. You intrigue them, Miss Stengel, with the illusion of what's between your legs, Miss Stengel. They hit you up, you talk roses, and you talk rates with them, and then you send them a picture. Nobody wants to see that shit, Mistake. That's nasty. Some motherfucking morals and some standards with yourself if you want to call yourself a transgender motherfucking woman, Mistake. You transition to be a motherfucking woman, but you act nothing like a motherfucking nigga.
A woman has nothing to do with sex, you stupid bitch. Read a book. Read a fucking dummy. You're stupid.
What does it matter if we like you or not at the end of the day?
Exactly.
I mean,
that's what I'm saying. I would like to know what retarded people doesn't like someone for no reason. That's what I'm saying. Hello. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I'm still going to get my dick up whenever I want. I'm just saying, why don't you like me for that? That's stupid. You're being
okay, Johnny. Well, if you want us to answer, if you, Johnny, if you want us to answer that you said stupid, retarded people, a retarded person would let, if you want us to answer.
No, Jason. Johnny, send me your address. Johnny, send me your address so I can send you some moans because you got a lot of testosterone going on right now. I'm going to send you some T blockers and everything. You got a lot of testosterone going on right now.
And see, that's what y'all do. I never said that people jump on one person.
I never once said that I didn't like you. I live for your vote. That picture you just put up a while ago was not cute at all. I'm just saying.
Okay, that's fine.
Oh,
that's fine.
I don't like you.
That's fine.
Look
at it. I think I'm a fan. I don't have anything against you, and I don't know you to hate you because hate is such a harsh word.
So to say
but to say someone is hating on you when you don't know them is just crazy.
What
do you call it when you have a bunch of people talking shit about one person? What is that?
What is it?
I call it that you're delusional because you're not the topic of my conversation all the time.
Okay.
I always talk about you when you're brought up, like when you go over the top and you're constantly beating up somebody else in the room or on the post and keep going on and on and on, and then you got to constantly post all these different pictures of Janet Jackson, and you got to post all these pictures of Oprah Winfrey, and you got to post all these pictures of this. That becomes annoying. Now, and I won't say I don't like you. I will say that you do annoy the fuck out of me. I will say that much about you. You annoy the fuck out of me.
So some people don't like you.
But the person I'm saying is this: yes, I'm going to read Johnny's because she annoys the fuck out of me. Just like I used to say Milan. Milan used to annoy the fuck out of me. But I now understand that there is a method to the centaur's madness because she's now writing a book. So she got to do everything she can to get publicity because bad publicity or good publicity is still publicity. So Mr. Ed has to do whatever Mr. Ed can do so that people will like him and buy
and
his book so that he
but
can
didn't
buy
he just say he
so
he
can buy
his book?
I don't know.
How did they kick you out your own room, Johnny?
To like me, would I be doing the crazy shit? I'm saying you're not supposed to lynch mob anyone. I don't care if you do it to me because I know y'all lynch. I'm saying, why are you doing it? Why are you going along with that?
I'm done with it for a while.
She's not even an admin of her own group for over a week. I just posted the message that she posted up. I guess it must be, you know. Girl.
No, I did post it. It was a mistake.
Girl, I'm done riding this horse. We've been riding this horse for an hour. I'm done riding.
Exactly. A bunch of fucking fags hating on one thing.
Hang up, bitch.
Y'all
hang up.
Y'all late.
What's stopping you from hanging up?
A bunch of y'all be gay because I don't
stop you from hanging up.
Nothing.
You're one foot away. You some crippled ass fingers. You some crippled ass fingers and hang up.
No, I don't want to, because I'm getting life off of this, dumbass.
Well, girl, take your dick
and
back on to it.
You cannot take me.
Girl.
I feel bad, bitch. What?
Johnny,
I love you,
Johnny.
Johnny, there are people asking for the response to your rum. There are people trying to rejoin your rum. See, now we're getting people to join your rum. There are people that are trying to join your rum, so they're waiting for you to send the link.
Do you not realize that the more you try to put someone beneath you, that's the further above you I get? You don't realize that? Y'all bitches need to read
Johnny.
A fucking book. Y'all need to read a fucking book and get with some real shit.
Okay,
yeah, that's
okay.
Apparently,
Johnny,
I don't speak. That's life,
but
that's a law.
Apparently, I don't speak horse, so she doesn't understand what I'm saying. Does anybody speak horse? Because apparently, she doesn't understand what I'm saying.
Johnny, so are you going to walk for the 10,000 at the awards, bro?
I might.
No, she don't need to.
There's a lot of anticipation. There's a lot of anticipation. People live.
Mistake, she don't need to, Mistake, with that motherfucking, with that same Vogue Mistake she been doing since 92, Mistake, that Janet Jackson shit, Mistake, girl. But she better sit down,
you
honey.
You be falling down just walking, bitch. How you gonna go?
Kelly,
Lord. Who's this fell down walking?
Wait. What'd you say?
Kelly, you fell through the runway. Just walking.
Ray, you could have grouped.
Kelly, did
add
you
to the
runway? Did that not happen?
Yeah.
That shit was
crazy. We still on Tiny?
Hold on.
You know the wedges at the Natex Ball?
We're over it, bitch. Girl, stop.
So we...
Oh, but my shoe could have broke at the latex ball, Miss Saint. Do you remember the coldest winter ever? It was definitely cold.
I'm out of here. I'm going to put the little video up in your group and stuff, and you know you'll get in because you'll see me reading the whole time. So, you know, then we'll do it there. I'm like, I'm going to finish my own stuff. Bye.
Girl,
well,
bitch.
I mean, well, Johnny's, you're in Cali's rum. People are asking for the length of your rum. I don't know what's so special about your rum, but people
I'm going to spend all that right now. Listen, I got money to make, boo-boo. I'll catch y'all with
you
later.
You got a client.
Okay,
client
well, make that money, my nigga. Take care, dude.
Now she's hanging
you're
up with
boo-boo.
Her purple finger.
Take care.
He got a client. He got a client coming, honey, so, you know.
She probably got disability sign on her damn back window because of them damn ugly ass fingers. Girl.
Bitch, them fingers was doing the motherfucking Crip walk.
Yes, bitch. She was throwing up gang signs without even trying. With them lead press on fingernails. Them lead press on fingernails, girl.
Okay, well, he's gone. He's gone. Back to your regularly scheduled program just in case somebody tried me, honey.
Okay.
Girl, we spent, like,
2 hours. We ain't spent 2 hours. We spent one. I'm
tired. What's about time?
All I know is I can take over.
323-286. What are you talking about? Hello.
Hello.
Hey, y'all.
Hi, caller.
Justin, are you still there?
Well, he gave you the high call.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Didn't she?
You're awful. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead and say about that man on a horse. I mean, man horse.
Man,
what man horse?
Who is this 323 person?
Do you know who this is, Jason? Don't let him fucking get brand new.
Oh, okay. It's the Ebony. The social climate Ebony.
The bitch, please. Wrong
he
one.
He's social climb me. He called me on three-way.
Yes, Meechie, get bucked. Get bucked, Meechie. Go ahead, get bucked, bitch. Get bucked. You ain't get bucked when Janice was on the phone.
Y'all didn't put me in the phone when Janice was on the phone. We was trying to press one, honey. I was sitting there getting it. I was gagging. She said
y'all,
she called him.
I was on the other line. I came back. Y'all was still talking about a Sagittarius. I mean...
That's talking about
Chewbacca. Yes, not a Sagittarius.
I could see the smoke spewing from her ears through the fucking
No,
computer.
Shay, that lady was high. I don't know if there was nobody said. That's why she wanted
every
to
time.
On the phone talking.
Is that Tiffany? Hey, Tiffany.
Hey, who is that, honey?
It's Calvin.
Who is that?
That
Calvin,
was Calvin, man. Tiffany.
Oh, Miss Calvin, girl, what was all that black stuff underneath your neck in that
girl, you know that was your face, girl. You know that was
McCalvin,
your face,
Wait, McCalvin, is that really your picture? Wait, McCalvin, is that your picture?
What is my picture?
That picture that's in that room.
Yeah, so I'm a fat white woman with black shit under my neck.
Well, bitch, she just, that Tiffany was reading, and you reading her back. I thought, oh, my child.
I didn't read her back. I paid
that post. I did not say nothing to her.
No, I'm halfway like Calvin. It's that goddamn, you know who. I ain't even going to say his name and give him life.
Like
it's the handicap I can't stand. Huh?
Like he Lord Baltimore, you know who.
He who shall not be named.
Well, I guess it's going to be that time for the callers. Well, they pressed one and then they took their hand down.
Two callers? Where you at?
Yeah, one, but they took put their hand down.
I want to ask Kelly, how was she chauffeuring all the girls in a U-Haul truck? What was that about?
I know that's right. Make your money.
She was taking
them. Where was that? In the truck? They was asking.
Because all of those niggas used to be in the back of my 10-foot truck riding around in my truck, and I was the driver, and they was all laying on a mattress in the back.
There was no couches.
They was laying on a mattress in the back, or they was turning a date that they got on 14th Street, and I would charge them instead of them going over to the hotel and paying $50. I would charge them $25 and let them turn the dates in the back of my truck on 14th Street because they used to suck me. One night on 14th Street.
I call that marketing
101. Wait. Kelly, so you used to take that motherfucking key, you used to turn that key and pull a thing up and down for the ass? Oh,
and I sure did, baby. I sure did.
Oh, my fucking God.
Okay.
That's a boss-ass bitch. I can't deal.
Yeah.
It is
what
it is.
Me that some of the girls were spending the night back there, too.
Right. Oh, my fucking God.
Was it ventilated back there?
No, y'all.
What did it smell like?
It wasn't ventilated, baby. It's still the same 10-foot truck that it is today that it was back then.
They can't stay in there long, then they will run out of air.
I know.
It probably smell like badoozy.
And they try to.
I know. You used to air it out, Kelly. Once they were done, did you air it out?
I had everything back. I had everything back there for the girls, honey. It was everything, girl. Everything that they needed, honey. The girls know back in the days, Miss Stang, girl. The girls know how it was back in the days, Miss Stang. The cops would come and run up on the girls and lock the girls, Miss Stang, girl. It was the yellow cab was. I think it was. What was it? 8Y-something was the cab, the yellow cab that would come and lock them. The cab, and the man, it was a lady, her name was Whitey, was the cunt name. I'm not too for sure. Naima, if you out there listening, press 1, because I don't remember the officer's name, honey. And they would tell them, they would tell the new rookie officers, oh, don't worry about her. You catch her when she's driving the U-Haul, and we'll lock her up, because she ain't got no license. She no prostitute. And they would run right past me and get the girls. I knew I'd drive around in the U-Haul.
Bitch, y'all was getting it how you live back then, bitch. Y'all was prime as shit.
These girls want to sit here. Girls want to sit here and try to act like they fab, Miss Thing, bitch. Ain't no bitch motherfucking fab, bitch. I was a bitch. How you gonna sit and read me, bitch? I was chauffeuring y'all around.
So really, Kettle, your name was Madam U-Haul.
Baby, I was chauffeuring y'all around, but y'all bitches in the back of my motherfucking truck pulling up at the motherfucking balls, bitch, getting out the back of my truck, and I was the one in the front driving the truck, but you was getting out the back. Who looks like a bigger brick?
What was there condoms back there at least?
They had everything back there, baby. We had sofas back there, bitch. We had mattresses back there, bitch. We had everything back there.
I know that.
How many times did Naima use your services?
We have a caller 202-450.
They asking about this about this situation, Laura Spears just put up about the situation, the conversation. She just put the conversation up in the room.
He's already been had it, Bishop.
No. She put the conversation up about Ray Blanco and Croft.
Blanco.
They wanted to talk about that situation.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, she added them to the room now. So now
we
can actually.
Sick wrestling, nigga. You can't read.
Oh, it is Blanco. No, it's Blanco. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah,
it is Blanco.
He's Blanco.
Y'all get that lady. Y'all get this lady up, honey.
You want the horse?
No, not the horse, bitch. The horse is dead, Mr. Girl. Give that horse a tranquilizer.
You talking about the Joker?
Some Special K.
Honey, somebody need to put that nigga to sleep.
Maybe that's why her hands look like that. Maybe she.
No, I'm talking about the question that Tiffany asked. Did Naima ever use my services?
No, I didn't say. Kelly, wait a minute, clarification. I did not say did not even ever use your services because I know she damn well did. I said how many times did she use your services?
Well, ask her yourself.
Naima,
girl, how many times did you use that service, girl? How many times did you get that $45 special from you all?
They say if you call for me, I'll come.
I did.
Okay.
I called for you. I'm asking the question. Now, are you going to answer it?
No, the question that you need to ask is how many times are you willing to use it?
Ooh.
That's what the question needs to be.
Well, I wouldn't be in the back of a U-Haul with no air for $25. I mean, how are you going to suck dick if you can't breathe?
I have some cheese for my
person. Let me tell you something. You ought to stop coming for me. Miss Tiffany, because I will be in Atlanta very soon, okay?
She lives in Texas.
Me too.
Oh, that's right. Oh, Texas. Yeah, I'll be in Texas very soon.
So, Naima.
Huh?
Did you get some? Because you never answered my question on Facebook today.
What question? You talking about your nosy ass? No, I'm not going to answer your question online either, bitch. You the nosy bitch.
Honey.
Listen, put Tiffany back on hold because she ain't a part of the Tuesday night staff anyway.
You ain't either.
With your late ass. They don't want your late ass on here. You know, Miss Tiffany, I know what it is.
Johnny,
you're not being satisfied.
you're not going to be satisfied that somebody had to slap the shit out you. That's what it is.
Oh,
shit. Ooh.
Honey, Jason, I've been around the block so much. Why ain't nobody slapped me yet, girl?
That's a lot of slapping.
Are y'all getting into this conversation that Ray Ray and Laura had?
Mama going to be post-singing and flower bringing. Now, I don't think nobody ready for that.
Did y'all get into that conversation that Ray Ray and Laura had? Ray Ray talking about you going to drag.
Who's saying what? I can't get into it.
That's Calvin, but I didn't understand that conversation. I read it, and I'm trying to read it again to understand it. So maybe you can give me some. So maybe you can give me some clarity.
Folks need to learn how to take a chop.
Ooh, okay.
Right.
Somebody's going to get slapped. I don't understand what that's about.
Fuck slapping, he said.
But wait a minute, what category? Didn't they say it was on the realness with a twist category or something like that? Yeah, they posted it in the group.
Was legendary.
They posted the clip? Yup.
Yeah, underneath the Harold, the one that Lauren had Harold and Quincy talking about that, and that one they posted underneath there too.
Oh, wait a minute, let me go see this today.
He said he was gonna slap nobody. He said
he's going to skull drag.
Yeah, skull drag her ass.
I haven't had that shirt on skull drag. Bitch, please.
Apparently, Ray Ray said that he was going to skull drag Kevin, was it Kevin Aga?
Mm-hmm. I think that'll be a good fight, though.
He needs a skull drag his baby mama, bitch.
So what? It's Tuesday night. It's Trash Tuesday. It's Trash Talk Tuesday, Miss A. And I'm here, and I'm bored, honey, because that Oxycontin they gave me earlier had me sleep. So since I'm bored and I ain't got nothing else to do, Miss A, I'm going to wait to show up again tonight, honey, okay? Hold on. I'm about to wake this show up for y'all again tonight. I'm bored, Miss A. I am super bored, Miss A. Hold on. Everybody, welcome to the show, the legendary mother, Ray Ray Mizrahi.
Hey Ray Ray.
Hey Ray Ray.
What's up? I just commented on your picture, Ray Ray, since you be trying it. You don't even be talking to me and stuff like that. You be trying it on Facebook. Don't worry, I'm going to inbox you in a second.
So y'all want to know about him spell dragging the child, Miss Thing? There you go.
Right. Who you about to spell drag and why?
Kai.
Let me tell you something. Okay. I used to be a fighter and all that stuff when I was younger, but I've grown up. I went to Chicago. I matured. I became a grown man. I'm not on that. I'm at the board of my business at the table being BNG card, judging like I'm supposed to. And because my opinion wasn't taken the way it was. Listen, this is what I feel like. The category was legendary performance. Legendary, what I was told was it was legendary from Fem. So that was number one. She was a twist. And, yes, I called him a she because I can fight and I can do that. So, like I said, I was told that it was both Fem for $250. Legendary at that. And then when I stopped him, they said, he's legendary. Now, okay, so that makes it even worse because I felt like he was falling out. He fell out. He almost fell. It just wasn't polished. If you're legendary, you're supposed to vote like that for a regular business with a twist category when you first started. Now that you're legendary, which means that you've been voguing for a while, it should be more polished, especially for a category that this is the category, legendary. Why are you coming out here looking like you just started out?
Oh.
And it's true.
What did he do to make you want to skull drag him?
He approached me. You don't see this? It's on YouTube.
I'm trying to find the post now where
I didn't see that.
He approached me and told me he was going to knock me out. I didn't know how to take that because that has never happened to me. That stuff don't happen to me. I guess. Like, oh, okay.
So do you feel that the only reason Harold chopped your child was because you chopped his child?
Look, I don't know. That was his opinion. I had nothing to do with his opinion. All I know is Mama came to the side of the table and told me that she was going to knock me the fuck out.
Well,
that's what I was worried about at that point.
Ray Ray, did you give the last legendary twist of 10 when he came out there like he really wasn't voguing?
Who? Say it again.
Did they send the child, the one that Harold chopped, did you give him 10?
I didn't get a chance to. But if you want to know, that's my child. So maybe that's why Harold, that's my child. Quincy is my child. But nonetheless, I never had a chance to. I didn't get a chance to because Harold chopped him. So that's what
would
it was.
Would you have gave him 10 or would you have chopped him?
Well, of course I would have given him 10.
Why?
That's my child. Shit, we gonna be real about here. I'm a real bitch. I'm gonna keep it real all the time. Like, shit, everybody else was gonna do it. Howard was gonna give his child 10. If I would have chopped him.
Jason,
I thought we moving away from that in ballroom.
I'm trying to move away from
ballroom. Laura is trying to call in. Laura's trying to call in, Jason. Laura is trying to call in. Can you clear the line, she said?
I can't clear the line.
We cannot, baby, the lines cannot be cleared because there's so many girls that's on the phone lines. If Laura Spears would like to call in, Laura can hit me in my inbox, and she can have her private line. I will bring her on the line like I brung Ray Ray and I brung everybody else on the line. That's the only way the girls can get through on the lines tonight.
Okay. I got a question though. If it was legendary, if he walked legendary for
who's asking this question? I just want to ask that. Who am I speaking
to? I'm just one of the guests on
you're
the show.
You're not
gonna
know these people, honey. This ain't nobody gonna know walk no ball, honey. Not even me.
This is Justin from the chat room.
Get all the way out there. I mean, that's right.
This is Justin from the chat room. That's my question. If he's walking legendary performance and he's legendary twist, so. If that's his style of twist, you know, you just didn't see his twist at that point or his performance just at that point.
Not to say that I don't see his performance per period, because no, it's not that. At that time, that's what I was judging him at that time. So that's what I didn't see it at that time. Like, it'll be another time. I'm pretty sure it'll be another time where I'll be judging him again. And if he does better, I'll give him 10.
But you said they told you that it was Vogue Femme. So when you found out it was Twist,
Because it wasn't about the category that he booked. It was about his performance on the floor at that time.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. My question when he approached you, what stopped you from doing it then? Did you keep your composure? What happened?
No, I didn't keep my composure. They got in the middle. The Mario Prodigy, my girlfriend, huge. He's big. I couldn't get past him.
That's
right in the middle.
That's why they shut the ball down, Tiffany. That's why they shut the ball down. They were trying to get Eddie.
So wait a minute. So Ray Ray, because Kelly, I remember Kelly, I had said this last night. So Ray Ray feels like if you're going to be a legend in a category, that whatever it is, then you need to be, whatever, if it's performance, if it's runway, or whatever it is, you need to be given what you are legendary for. And if you're not, then you deserve to be chopped. Am I getting it right?
Okay.
Unless you're my child or not.
Okay, but basically you still saying that if you're supposed to be a legend in the category, then you know, you still can get chopped if you're not bringing it that particular time at that night. You're saying.
First of all, if you're walking a legendary category, you're legendary. They expect to see why you're legendary. If you gonna go out there,
right.
You go out there looking a fool. They gonna be like, well, they not gonna understand why you legendary.
Right.
Unless you listen.
I'm pretty sure that sometimes when I went up there and I didn't live up to my legendary status at that time, and if somebody wanted to chop me at that time, I would understand that because I didn't do what I was supposed to. Trust me, when you go out there and you don't do what you're supposed to do, you know it before anybody else does.
You're right. Because, see, I had said last night, and I got a couple questions for you, too, Ray Ray, too, that somebody's in my inbox. But before I ask that question, I had said last night that when it came to the legendary Femme Queen performance or whatever, to me, you know, I felt like, and it was just my opinion, that when Alexis or Sexy Lexia came out there, she didn't really do anything for her tits. I felt as though she should have got a job. Because, I mean, and I felt like, well, because that's Philadelphia or whatever, you know, then they just, you know, go ahead and give it to her. But she ain't do anything to me for no $1,000 performance for no tens, and you're supposed to be a legendary for that. I mean, that was just my opinion. I had said that last night.
So what you're saying is she should have got tens or nah?
No, I don't think she should have, no.
So it's the nah.
Right.
Somebody's child.
But Ray, hold on. I got a question for you. Hold on. Let me go back to my inbox. Hold on.
They telling you to ask me about the child. Remember, they telling you. You don't hear them whispering. They like, ask him about his child.
No.
Y'all bitches. Okay, y'all.
No.
Ray Ray's about to go. Stop asking questions that you have no business asking about.
Oh, I'm not talking about no child. This wasn't even about my child.
I'm talking about to the girls that's whispering in the background. Okay. Okay.
Oh,
thank you.
Well, do that.
Well, I had got inbox. They said,
"Oh shit!" It's on my car keys. Get my car keys. Bring them here.
They said, "X Ray Ray, why did Kevin Iger threaten them?"
Kevin Iger came to the side of the panel, and he started talking. He was saying something. I guess he thought that because Harold chopped Quincy, he knew that Quincy was my child. I guess he thought that I was saying something about Harold chopping him, but I was on a totally different. I was on something else. I wasn't even really paying attention at that point. So I saw him. I was paying attention to him because I saw him walking to my side of the panel. So he came over there. He said, "That's his opinion." I'm looking at him like, "What are you talking about? You're crazy, homegirl. Calm down. It's not even that serious." So when he said to me, I said, "Listen, I didn't say nothing to him about his opinion." And that's when he said he was going to knock me the fuck out. And everything changed after that. That one thing changed everything. So now we're at this point. Because I guess he thought I was some little flimsy ass faggot. I'm not that. It's not that at all.
Oh wow.
Okay, so now why are you mad at the child Decatur that you put the comment about?
Y'all have to watch the tape. Nobody sees this.
She was in the middle.
I guess trying to break it up. Then when I started coming towards Kevin, she was in the middle. Like she started come to. I guess when everybody grabbed me and she saw that I was grabbed, she started lunging towards me. And she wanted to fight. So she wanted to fight. So I'm gonna give her 5 minutes.
Oh boy, y'all didn't see all that. It's clear as day on the tape.
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch it now.
I'm trying to find. Y'all say this under that post. It's a lot of.
Go to YouTube, Barbara Throwback.
I've never been a troublemaker, but when trouble comes to me, I'm ready to deal with it. That's why I can say what I want to say out of my mouth, because you can deal with it.
Because you can fight, right?
Yeah, I'm all for you, honey. I'm all for, like, you know, but that lets you know that when that whole judgment and the ballroom scene, it's, the stuff is too serious. It's too serious to the point where if you want to threaten somebody, if you want to do something to them and stuff like that, you have taken the fun out of what's supposed to be fun and took it to another level. It's like, it's not that serious. It shouldn't be. And you have a right to defend yourself. No shade. If somebody threatened you or whatever like that, then honey, then let's go off, bitch.
I just really gagged. I just really, really gagged. And I, from what I've heard, that he got up on the post and he said, you know, that was his opinion and all that stuff. And that's fine and dandy. And I respect him for that. And thank you and everything. But we still going to have to tear it at the end of the day.
Okay. Y'all said look at legendary performance.
That's the Bar Cheese Prodigy Ball.
This is Butch Queen legendary performance, right?
It just says legendary performance. It don't have Butch Queen or Film Queen. Then
it's on Boring Throwbacks.
Okay, yeah. What was Boring
doing at that ball?
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna mute my phone so I can see this.
I'm watching it now. I'm trying to get it.
Yeah, I'm watching it. I'm trying to get all the way.
Who is the first one in this gray shirt?
That's the author.
So the first person is the person that threatened you.
Go figure, right?
The first person is the ox that got chopped.
Wait a minute, so the virus or is Rogue is the person that threatened you?
Dude. He did look a mess, though, no shade.
Wow.
That's why you see the last one.
And then, like, he pulled his shirt up like he was a Butch Queen. I mean, his film queen performance, like, why did
he put on his jacket? This is the boy.
Yeah.
Baby, wait till you see that last one.
Oh.
I'm mad
we didn't put the whole show on hold. Why everybody watch the clip?
That's what I'm saying. Why is everybody why is everybody?
Hey, Rodney, you're on. Well?
Thank you.
Rodney's on, y'all.
Hey,
Ronnie. What's going on? I'll wait till everybody get done watching the clip so I can make my comments.
Oh,
hey,
here you go. Here the fuck you go.
Who was the first
Ronnie, I have a question for you.
I'm listening.
Wait, first of all, hi, brother. I love you.
What's going on, sir?
Hey, would you just let your children through, or would you chop your own child if they didn't bring it right?
I've done both. I have to be honest. Rodney,
let me tell you something. Rodney will chop his own child. Let me tell you, me and Rodney was in the same house. I was working against a certain somebody, and Rodney had me out there for 5 minutes before he gave me tens. Yeah.
Make you work for your tens.
Yes. So, yeah, I can vouch for
it. In this instance, it's kind of crazy for me because Kevin is my gay child, and Ray Ray is my sister, and Quincy is my nephew, and her is my best friend. So it's a lot of mess.
Woo!
And I feel like I'm involved in all of it, and I hate being like that, you know, saying balls does that to people. But like I told Kevin, because that was definitely not everybody in the bar who know Kevin. No, that's not his character at all. So he really had to feel some kind of way with that chop for him to come and approach you, Ray Ray. And I already had a talk with him, so he understood that, you know, and he apologized for everything, you know, saying, Pops, you know, that's not me or whatever. So, I said that, you know, saying, so we can move on from that. So it's not going to be any tearing down. It's like I told Kenyatta, you know, that y'all my family, but y'all know father tears it down, too. So it's not going to be none of that OK Corral bullshit. It's another ball. Like you said, you judge him. If he bones, he gets his. If he don't, you chop him. It is what it is. But, you know.
But mind you,
you know
what the shade is? The shade is Rodney was sitting right there next to me. And you know what the funny part is? I actually, after Father James and everybody said, you know, why do you chop him, Ray Ray? Don't do that, whatever. I was about to give him 10s. And then he read me.
I was gagging at that too, but I said, like I said, he had to really feel at that moment some type of way for him to either approach a panel or for him to say anything bad, because I taught my son, you know, he definitely had to sportsmanship, he wins some, lose some, whatever, so at that moment, it had to be something that just clicked to him to make him do that, because he's never done that ever since he's been walking balls.
So this is when Harold chopped Quincy, and he said, I'll leave.
Okay, so why did it take Kevin so long to come in his face when it, like, at least Quincy went straight up in your face, but it took Kevin so long?
Straight up in whose face?
When Quincy got in your face,
No.
That's
Harold.
You're thinking about
Harold. This is Rodney. No one comes up in my face.
Sorry, Rodney.
Okay.
that bitch said, let's be clear. Yeah,
I'm big, but I'm not that big.
Wait a minute.
Kevin is my gay son. Kevin is my gay son. My child.
Jesus be a
And what would you say, Tiffany?
No, I'm finally getting to this clip. I said, so this is Ray Ray over here with his hat and the jean jacket or to the left of the stage right here? Who
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's
like,
her.
Ray Ray
yeah,
Ray
that's her.
Ooh.
That's her.
Jesus be a torch, honey. Jesus, Lord have mercy.
Who is this in this orange hair?
Wait a minute, y'all. We have a caller. Keisha. Keisha, you're on here.
What's going on? Y'all been talking so much. Ray Ray. Ray Ray.
Yes.
You know you wrong.
Ray
Ray. Ray Ray. Ray Ray. Ray Ray.
Who is that? Ray,
Keisha. Ray Ray. Now you know. That's your child and all. But if it's a chop, it's a chop. And we trying to. And you even said a couple years ago on Blog Talk, if we trying to change the scene, then we need to be fair. Because the new generation sees all that, and all it does is trickle on down to the young generation. And it's not fair.
What's up, Keisha? This is Rodney. What's going on?
Now, I done watched you, and you always earned it. You never have stepped. And that's why you are legendary, Ray Ray.
But you know what? You know what? I want to say this. I want to say this, too. I see, let me tell you something. I'm going to be truthfully honest, and my child's going to kill me, but I would have chopped Quincy too, because he didn't live up to legendary status at that point either. And that's just being honest. I'm a real bitch. I'm going to keep it real. You know
okay.
what I'm saying? But
can I make a suggestion? Can I make a suggestion? When y'all legendary and y'all have to judge other legendary people, y'all make them vogue again. Y'all make them do it again. So at least y'all know y'all not seeing things. If they're not sure or y'all don't want to be the shady one, make them vogue again, because sometimes they get called out, they get pulled back, they get thrown out, their girlfriends make them go in vogue, and they're not ready to vogue. So why don't y'all give them a second try? Then if they
but
come out
the,
again.
You know what the problem, but Keisha, you know what the problem with that is? First of all, this is not a regular category. This is legendary. Like you said, this is legendary. So when you come out there, you're already supposed to not half step because.
Right.
This is, that's
something
this is the legendary category.
Right.
That's something that you do for a beginner. Beginner's vogue. Okay,
right,
she didn't do
right.
too well. Let her come back. Let her try it again. She was nervous. You're legendary, bitch. You've been doing this for years. You're not supposed to
okay.
have those type of moments.
Well then, I'm hearing a lot of hypocritical comments then, because like y'all saying one
Keisha,
thing, but then y'all saying another. Yes.
Can you hear me? I agree with that too. Once you're legendary, you don't deserve that one chance. If you come out and it's not legendary, or we're not doing what we're supposed to do, you gotta go. Just like with Naima said, Alexis shouldn't have got 10s, but if we're gonna keep it 100% honest. The only two people that really gave the building what they wanted when they came out for their chins, whether it was an Ebony or a Prodigy or the Chanel or what, was Champagne and Didi. So everybody else should have been sent.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to be 100%
accurate
and look at and see, I was there. So I'm not going off of the video. I'm not going off of anything. I'm going off of what I saw and what we clap and stand up at the ball.
That's why I don't care. He paid it when he got chopped. Why did he come back to try to fight?
I'm sorry.
Okay. I mean, all I said is he paid it when he got chopped. Why did he try to come back and fight after like three or four performances off the win?
You know, but you know what? I'll give this to him because that happens to anybody. You know, you go into the back or whatever, and after you sit down, you think about it, you're like, you know what, this bitch fucking tried it.
That's right.
You're right.
Yeah, that's a done deal. That's a wrap.
And didn't you get the people that's in your ear talking about, bitch, he tried it on you. He tried you.
Or you go have another drink, and that drink, you have another drink, and that drink said, go get that bitch right now.
But then you also have the commentators and all those people like, well, he should have did, you know, to the participants. If the judge chopped, if the commentator would say next, and we keep it moving, and are them trying to be a, you know, district attorney or prosecuting attorney or anything, a defense attorney for the person that got chopped, let's keep it moving. If that judge chopped, let's go.
Okay.
Yeah.
the next one.
You know what? You know what I'm gonna say. You know what I'm gonna say. I have matured and I have grown, and now that I've sat, now I've gotten a chance to sit back and really think about it and put everything in perspective, because I've had my times when a vote or something didn't go my way, and I felt like some type of way when I went away. So what I will say is, if Kevin's okay with it, you know what? I'm gonna just leave it, let it where it is. Leave it where it is, because I'm a grown man. I have two grown children, biological children, and I'm going to set an example for all the younger people that walk ballroom and let it be where it is. I'm not
you better work, Ray Ray.
Drag him
Hold on. Hello? Can y'all hear me?
Yes, what's up?
I heard me. Hold on. Everybody, please, please welcome to the air the legendary New York City father, Quincy Shadell.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Quincy.
What's going on?
Is Keisha still on this phone?
I'm here.
Yes.
Keisha, what category do you walk?
I don't walk no more.
So stop having an opinion about everybody else and what they do. Ray is my gay mother. If he wants to give me 10s, he has a right to. There's nothing wrong with that.
I never mentioned that. I asked Ray a question. I said, how does he feel? And we were
well, don't ask him a question containing me. Because you, in your opinion, don't matter. You walk nothing.
If we're trying to change the ballroom scene,
we can't change nothing because you walk nothing. So stop saying we trying to change anything. You don't participate in this.
Who is laughing in the background?
I can't.
Kelly's
falling out.
Well, Quincy, did you have to come on so strong as that lady?
No, because at the end of the day, y'all, it's not about the chop. No, it was not one of my best nights. You understand what I'm saying? But it's because of the simple way the situation happened, and because it was Harold doing it, I felt some sort of way. Me and Harold have personal shame with each other. For whatever reason, if Ray would have chopped me, I would have took it as an L and paid it. I didn't come to that border walk. I came to that border walk.
Quincy, listen, this is what I want to say. Like we were all saying, and even you, you're mature now. Don't let that stuff upset you. Because, listen, at the end of the day, what Keisha said or her question was a valid question, and it made a lot of sense. And if you think about it, if I'm going to chop Kevin because of I didn't think that he did well. You being my child, I love you down. But if I felt like that's the right thing to do, and what she was saying was right. Maybe I know it made you upset because it's us in the situation. But take yourself out of the situation and put yourself into somebody else's shoes that's looking in, and then you'll see her point.
At the end of the day, her point don't matter. She don't want anything. She's not a part of anybody's house. Her point don't matter. Until you walk bald and you prove yourself and you've been in these type of situations, don't voice your opinion about something you know nothing about. And I've seen her come on the show many a time and voice her opinion. And I always sit back and wonder, well, what fucking category do she walk? I can take an opinion from somebody worthy. Just like I can take a chop from somebody worthy, and I feel like I respect enough that I know, all right, that chop is good, valid.
Wait,
chop from Harold is not valid.
Well, hold on. Why is Harold's chop? Wait. Quincy, why is Harold's chop not valid? He is he's an overall father, and he is an icon.
So, let you tell it.
Kelly.
Yes.
I can't deal with Quincy.
So, Quincy.
Yes, Uncle.
What is the beef or shade that you think that you have? Because I didn't know anything about this.
Well, we exchanged words before on the panel at a rumble. And ever since then, Harold just be having his little smart comments to say and say little things. But I praise Harold. We never really spoke to each other after that. So I felt like when he had the opportunity to get his lick back, she took it. And
right.
I would have done the same thing. But the shoe is going to be on the other foot one day. And I'm going to show him how it feels.
So you're going to shout out? I want to say, you know what gets me? You know what gets me? I think that with the exception of a couple of icons and legends,
the rest of the people get up on the panel and start to feel it when there's no need to do that. Because
yeah.
You're sitting up there, you're supposed to be an example for all the people that's on the walk balls. It makes it discouraging for people to walk balls when you got bitches up there acting childish. I'm not going to say no names, but a lot of judges is up there drunk. Why are you up there drunk? How are you going to judge a category? Everything is off. You up there drunk. That's why you're carrying on for different categories. It's just ridiculous. And then when they're not drunk and they're sober, they want to come on the radio show or they want to come into groups and talk all this political bullshit and sound all good and dirty. But when you're at the bar, it's a totally different thing.
Wait, you're on the phone. When are you on the phone? Chris on the phone. I'm on the phone. Kelly on the phone. We all know what it is. You say you want to go call her names. Bitch, call her name. That's where you got to start at. You got to point a bitch out. So
you
know
you know
I'm
a bad bitch, honey. Harold, don't get drunk and get up on the panel and start to feel it. You got to be running off the panel. You too big for somebody to come chasing you to bring you back.
Well, we don't do that on this. We don't do that on this format here. Y'all mentioning somebody's name. So I'm the bitch that's always going to stir the motherfucking pot and make it motherfucking hot. So welcome to the radio show, the icon and the founder of the House of Balenciaga, Harold Balenciaga.
Yes. Get it out there.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? This is Rod. What's up?
And also, let me say this. Just like Howard said, he was not the only one on the panel that felt like I should have been chopped, but nobody else said it. And like I told Harold, it might be them same people that don't feel like he's an icon. The girls are phony. But you got to start putting bitches on blast. Fuck it. Because I know who was around you, Harold. I pay attention.
Who's this, what's going on? You're addressing the issue about, he feels like you guys have a personal beef or personal issue that you was giving your lick back at the ball.
Okay, I don't have a personal beef with Quincy because I don't know Quincy personally, so how could I be giving a lick back?
And politically correct.
What would there be for me to get a lick back with Quincy about?
Something about a rumble ball a while back.
A rumble ball, but Quincy, didn't you put in the Chanel group that it was about it happened at Vogue night? Isn't that what you posted?
No, I don't go to Vogue night, and I didn't put anything in the Chanel group. And how would you know what's going on in the Chanel group?
Because
they
are. I mean, you know,
Quincy's office.
I mean, you know, everybody got eyes everywhere, but
you're right. I haven't been in the Chanel group all day.
Oh no, this was Saturday. But anyway,
I wasn't in there.
Quincy, listen. Okay, first of all, okay, I see you at balls. You know, we had some kind of, something may have happened at Escalita's one time. At this point, I don't even know what happened. However, you know, however, when it comes down to it, you know, as far as you're concerned, I don't know you even have a concern in regard to, you know, your feeling on this, that, or whatever. Okay,
mm-hmm.
The reality is you came out, you vote. I scored it, you know what I'm saying, this and that. When Kevin got chopped, I asked Ray, okay, you know, what was it? He's like, I didn't see the vote. Somebody else, you know what I'm saying, what was the reason? Everybody kept saying that was Lonnie Vogue. Okay, that was fine. That was paid. Okay, two other people came out. Ken came out. Bubby came out. Okay, they vote. Okay, you came out. Okay, you started off all right. And then from there, it was, I mean, the first 5 seconds was all right, but after that, I didn't see it. It wasn't no shade or anything. So,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You're saying you felt disrespected. Selva went along and asked each judge, 10, 10, 10, 10. I didn't stand up and say, oh, no, it's a chop. I didn't make no scene or nothing. When he got to me, I said, no, it's a chop. And so you could see Magnum standing next to Selva on the video saying that, you know, Harold said it's a chop. And so it was a chop. When you came back up to the panel, I was like, oh, Lord, here we go with this. So I think you stopped right in front of Kiana and Kitty. Okay, Mike came up and grabbed you. You were gone. I stood up because somebody else said somebody next to me, behind me, who I don't know who, because it was a few people back there, said, oh, no, he's chopping him because of Kevin. It had nothing to do with Kevin. Kevin has walked balls before. Kevin has been chopped before, and that was the end of it. You know, I don't sit and I have time to be playing all that bullshit. There's a whole bunch of people that play that shit on the panel.
Wait. Can I ask a question? Wait. So he's been chopped before. So what made it so different this time?
Say what?
You said he's been chopped before. What made it so different this time that he wanted to come up to me?
Let me rephrase this. Okay, members in my house have walked before and got chopped. Okay, I'm not saying Kevin specifically. Let me rephrase that. Let me say that way.
Oh, because I heard you said Kevin has walked balls before and he's gotten chopped before.
Again, that is what I said. I said let me correct myself and rephrase it. Okay, so when that transpired, it was very, you know what? When this was being said, I said, you know, I'm sitting up here, I'm ready to go. If this is the case, if they want Quincy to stay, if they feel like that's the case, I can be gone. I'll take my opinion. I'm not going to sit up here. I'm not going to sit on nobody's panel where you give an opinion, and then if you give the opinion, you know, it's overturned or whatever the case is next, because I know I'm judging straight as an arrow. Okay, so when I walked off the panel, Marquise came over there, said, God, Daddy, don't leave. It's not whatever. It's not like that. It's not whatever. Rodney asked me to stay. Those are the two reasons I stayed. The individual whose ball it was, the reason I came to Philadelphia, asked me to stay. So that's what I did. So, you know, any of that, so you feeling like, you know, yo, it was a disrespect or me trying to, you know, or you saying how it was done. How was it done that you felt disrespected?
So, Harold, can I ask you one question now? Why wait to the last category to so-called be fair all night? You think,
what do you mean? Excuse
you
me.
Think all the tens you gave out, you think all the tens, can I finish? You think all the tens you gave out all night, everybody deserved tens?
Okay, also I sat on the panel and I chopped a few different people throughout the course of the night. Okay.
Did you?
Gentlemen,
I don't want to be rude. I need to make this announcement. Just give me 1 second. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening from the Blog Talk Room, you have 10 minutes to call in before it goes into record mode. If we lose you, thanks. Have a good night. Make sure that you tune in tomorrow for the State of Emergency with the overall CEO, Desmond Couture. Back to what you were saying.
I chopped the Mizrahi sex siren. I chopped...
I felt like your chops were chopped on people that you felt like you can get away with. The Fem Queen performance category was for $1,000. You think half them Fem Queens came out there and gave you $1,000 performance? When my little category was only for $250. And y'all were chopping left and right.
I didn't judge the $1,000 category. Kelly did.
Right. But half of them came out there looking a fool. They didn't do nothing. $4,000, but everybody got
10. No, they did not. It was about 4 or 5 girls that got chopped. It was about 4 or 5 people that walked.
The ones that were able to be chopped, and it wasn't going to be nothing.
Okay, so let's get this right. Kennedy Dawn is probably one of the most known Fem Queens in Philadelphia.
That's not a category. She can be chopped, and they're going to be paid.
And she got chopped in her city, so that doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
That's something that she wouldn't take personal. She went out there for the kiki. That's not a category.
I don't think she thought she was coming out for the kiki. You may have felt like she was coming out for the kiki. I don't think that she came out thinking she was walking for the kiki.
Listen, she ain't come out there like, bitch, I'm getting this thousand.
Well, I have nothing to do with that. Maybe you can take that up with her, but that wasn't, no.
There's nothing to take up with her.
Well, at the end of the day, basically, opinions was rendered based off of, you know, what was felt. And no one judge, whether it's Kelly, whether it's Rodney, whether it's James, whether it's Ray Ray, sits on a panel and chops everybody that they feel deserves to be chopped. Mm-hmm. There's other people sitting on the panel. There was 13 people on the panel. So why sit up there and try to just, you know, be the badass and just, you know, be the one to chop everybody? You sit and you chop what you see. So...
You're right. Like, I'll step back at balls and just watch. And I watch certain people chop people that they know they could get away with it on. And I just think that's tired when it comes down to this ballroom. If you're going to have an opinion towards everybody and be fair.
Don't just do it to certain people that you know.
Quincy,
ain't nobody
gonna
say nothing.
That's your opinion. You know what I'm saying? I mean, in all honesty, I feel like you know, looking at your vote, since you was so adamant that you felt like it was shade. I watch it on a phone. I watch it on a laptop. I watch it on a tablet. I watch it on a TV, and I still see the same thing every time. It's no shade.
And I thank you. The ball is over. I ain't thought.
Wait, so why are we still talking about this?
Because this is the topic at hand. Everybody's talking about it. We are a hot topic.
Oh.
You can tell we've been in that Facebook group all day.
Oh.
Well, Ray, the question has been asked that when Quincy came back to the panel to question what the problem was, did you have anything to say? Because the camera was turned away from you. Did you have anything to say to try to, like, defend him? Or was you trying to stop it because maybe that's what they seen and they was probably like, well, how are you going to go up for him but you chopped me?
Now, what you have to understand is at the time that Quincy was about to go back to the panel, Kevin was on his way around to my side of the panel. So my attention was towards him.
They tried to sneak first thing.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
That's what they were looking for because the camera was not that way. It was more towards the right side.
I'm glad y'all walked down.
Okay, so Ray Ray, you said, did you or did you not say you thought that, did you think it was 10?
What?
No, he said that if he would have been honest with Quincy, he would have chopped him as well, but he didn't. He said that.
Okay, so, I mean, I'm just asking. I wasn't watching the show, listening to the show, so.
Yeah, he said it.
That's my mother. She wasn't going to chop me.
Right. So, I mean, and that's understandable. That's understandable. So, I mean, I just don't understand.
Can I ask you a question, Howard? Did you think, in your opinion, in your honest opinion, this is honesty hour, in your honest opinion, did you feel like Kevin shouldn't have been chopped?
No, I do not. And I'll tell you why. Because Kevin's style of voguing, since he's been come out, if you go back and you watch every clip of him voguing, Kevin's style of voguing has always been a more bandier, a less than vogue style. Kevin has looked like a boy walking the category. So therefore, people, judges have embraced that. Kevin has won over people that, you know, clearly from a voguing standpoint may have executed better than them, but the judges felt like that he was more realness with a twist. I mean, it came down to a battle in Baltimore time between him and Ronaldo. Go ahead.
What I was going to say was, I remember back realness with a twist. You didn't. First of all, I've walked that category before a long time ago, and but they had us doing stuff like you get your tits for realness, and then you come back and you sell your face like a film queen. You have to sell it like Danielle. But now, like we said, things have changed, and now realness with a twist is nothing more than Vogue Femme Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we've established that that's what it is, because. So I feel like if you're going to come out there for realness with a twist, okay, but you know what? Like you said, that was everybody else's opinion. And I just felt like I'm going to see where my standpoint is. I'm coming from that I see how the category has evolved to Vogue Femme Part 2, and that wasn't Vogue Femme Part 2 for me.
Oh, okay, but
especially
but you say
not
that.
From a legendary standpoint. Legendary, I think that it should, like you said, have everybody that Vogue, if anybody that does Vogue knows that the more you vogue or the longer you vogue, you get better and you get polished. So that when you do become legendary, it's a polished performance. That wasn't a legendary polished performance for me. That's all I was saying.
okay, but you, Ray, you're saying that, but who? I didn't question it.
No, I'm not saying that you questioned, but listen to me one second, please.
Okay, I didn't question it. I was on the panel with you. We spoke after the ball was over. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We sat and we spoke after the ball was over. We talked on Facebook, you know, on Sunday. I didn't even bring this up to you. Kevin came up to approach you, and Rodney is Kevin's father. So, you know, I'm saying if any person that, you know, knows him on this phone besides myself, Rodney can tell you the first thing Kevin's going to do is he's going to ask you, you know, questions, whatever the case. Kevin has never been one to go to a panel and just attack somebody or whatever the case is and that. So I guess whenever the whole thing came about, you know what I'm saying, he, you know, decided that, you know, he was going to ask you, you know, what the issue was or whatever the case. You know, anybody that knows him, whether, you know, from Baltimore, him traveling, whatever the case is and that, knows, you know, what he did. Now, if it came down to it, you know what I'm saying, in regard to, you know, boxing or whatever the case is and that, yeah, he's the type of person that will get involved in it, but that is not how he's going to come at you and just, you know, come at you on that level from the get-go. So, you know what I'm saying, I don't know if just because of the fact of the matter that he came up to the panel at the time what was going on, how hyped it was, it kind of over-dramatized the thing and made it kind of,
No, they have it on tape, on film. That's what I love about film. They have it on film. He said, I'm going to knock you the fuck out. That's what he said. I don't know about his character in any other situations, but in this situation, that's what he said.
Sorry, well, I have to look at that and see what's going on, you know what I'm saying? But, so I look at that, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, see what the situation is. But,
I am going to say that Harold did come up to me before we even left the ball and said he doesn't condone, you know, people, members of his house acting that way or about a chop or approaching the panel. So I will say that. I will say that, you know, he did say that. He came up to me. He said that to me. And to clarify, I wasn't saying that you questioned my opinion or anything like that. What I was saying was, when we were at the ball, because of the heat of the moment, I couldn't really answer your question the way I wanted to, because I was just, at that time I was in defense mode. So that's why I'm explaining to you now.
So Father Harold, did you say that Kevin, you already spoke with Kevin, and Kevin is over it, is done with, he, you know, he's not worried about that, he's moving on, it's a topic or whatever?
I mean, you know, when it comes to that whole situation, I mean, the one thing I can say about Kevin is he's a very respectful person. So even if his feelings were beyond, you know, that, and me speaking with him and Rodney speaking with him, whatever the case, if someone says, yo, Kevin, leave this situation alone, and, you know, out of respect, that's type of individual that he is. Now, you know, I did talk to him, you know, several times, you know, just via Facebook, and, you know, it seemed that, you know, that situation, you know, was, you know, more so just over. I think that, you know, a lot of times, I mean, Ray Ray's been, you know, on the other side too. You know, sometimes things happen at a ball in the heat of the moment, and, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, how you respond, you know, right then and there is not, you know,
I said that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, how you respond right then and there is not how you may feel 2-3 hours later. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
you're right.
So, yeah. But, you know, however, you know, I have access to Ray Ray has access to me. And, you know, between that, I'll make sure that, you know, or at least make sure that somebody somehow the whole thing is at
well,
least.
Well, I said from my end, it's dead. It's a dead issue. Like, it's pointless. I mean, for real.
Right.
Like being a veteran. So it's safe to say that all that shit is squashed on to the next ball.
Yeah. And if you want to battle me, we can get out on the floor and battle. Well, yeah, I'm ready for that.
Well, good.
This is a radio show. Why is everybody quiet?
I don't know, because the reason why they're all quiet, let me tell you why they're all quiet. They wasn't expecting y'all to be legends. They wasn't expecting y'all to be respectful towards one another. They was expecting y'all to keep going at each other's throats and say, bitch, when I see you at the next ball, I'm going to get you. I appreciate y'all doing the
Don't speak for me. Don't speak for me, because that's not what I was expecting.
Well, say something, bitch. Say something.
I think I saw more than anybody on this cast tonight. So fuck you, bitch, because when I see you at the next function, I'm going to fuck you up. Now, how you like that?
I can't wait.
You know, Enrique was going to beat your ass.
Got a few people quiet as well because when he made his statement about if you don't walk balls, if you're not there walking the balls, then you should have a comment. I think that's why everybody got quiet.
Oh, shit.
That was only towards Keisha.
I know. I was just fucking with y'all.
The girl's trying to take
me. But to be honest, I'm going to keep it real. I like Keisha's comments coming from a spectator's point of view, and you need those people that they might not walk the ball, but they're there, and they actually see what's going on, and they have ballroom knowledge around them, so they're able to express themselves and not feel like they're going to get the repercussions or anything towards them because they're not affiliated with any organization. So you need some of those people in the corner as well.
So wait, Rodney, Keisha actually be at ball?
Oh, she'll be at a few balls. I mean, she's very like the Naima. Naima's in the house, but she ain't on nobody's runway either. Keep it real. Yeah, Naima, that's my baby. But, you know, she's there, representing her house. She's an Ebony, but she's not walking nobody's ball. She's standing down nobody's runway. She ain't doing nothing. But there, she's giving her opinion.
Clean up,
so because she has a
clean up on aisle 13. Clean up on aisle 13.
Actually, Keisha's a part of the House of Ebony. Keisha used to walk Executive Realness, and Keisha used to walk Realness with its Wiz.
And her name is Keisha.
That's the twist.
So you know you love Charlie, Rodney.
No, I did not try you at all. We just did it's honestly how I heard, so I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so can y'all be honest with y'all niece and tell her let her know that she's ugly?
Oh shit.
You know what? Kelly, I had you to call me, and y'all was on Johnny's. It was like five or six of y'all jumping on that lady for like an hour. And I was over
it. Rodney, not me. I was clicked on the other line, and I came back there with a still on her.
Maybe that nigga look.
Kelly, that is bad. That is just bad, Kelly.
I'm only telling it like it is.
I didn't like the fact that she came for Letitia.
Wait, she came for Letitia?
Yeah.
I'm wrong. Okay, I'm not on her side no more. You don't come for Letitia, bitch.
I do want to say this. Harold?
Yes?
You know I'm a real bitch, and I'm always going to keep it real. I have no problems with Kevin. Other child, Decatur? Oh, yeah.
So
fucking yeah.
What happened? Well, no, I'll just look at the videotape.
God damn it! Yeah. I thought we were beyond all that. I thought we had rised above all of it. But you,
we
still
were,
got
we did.
One in your
Me and
sight.
Kevin rose above it. I'm still on that level with Mama.
Ray Ray.
What did Decatur do?
Watch the tape. I'm totally explaining, but watch the tape. Because she had nothing to do with it. She didn't vote. She wasn't out there for that performance.
Ray Ray. Yeah. When you were Decatur age, how many times did anything happen with anybody named Ms. Rahi?
And you know what? And I dealt with the problem when it happened. So I'm going to deal with this problem because it happened. I'm going to get her. I'm going to get her.
Ray Ray,
I got somebody else.
Ray
couldn't believe it. I was appalled. And they said she had a knife. She was trying to cut me.
Oh, baby. Oh, bitch. He did not have no knife.
I promise. Hold on a second.
So somebody said that, or did you actually?
Brandon. What did they say? What did you hear in the back?
Ray. Don't bring him in, baby. Don't bring him involved in this situation.
All right.
He's family. He's already involved.
So
okay.
Actually, see that. I don't like that kind of shit.
I got somebody.
I just want to say he had nothing to do with the Havel, and he got himself involved. And I was gagging. I'm like, well, who is this ugly bitch? Where did she come from?
These mouths and these people.
I just posted up a picture in the group. I just switched over to my Kelly Mizrahi page, Miss Say. And I see I got a lot of messages and pictures and stuff So I'm posting a lot of tea. It's going to be posted in the group right now. Honey, I'm looking at all of these messages. I haven't been on this page and I don't know when. I don't know if the tea is old and I'm pumping, bitch, but I'm pumping it.
Ray, don't forget to check your inbox.
Ooh.
Ray, like who's Clinton just saying, that Quincy was just saying, all of us was just saying, as far as the girls on the sideline, was it the family? Friends or not, you say you've matured, so sister, act like it.
I am. Right after this ass whooping.
You know the young kids always trying it. You know, I ain't got into no stuff. We ain't got into
Wait.
Ain't got into nothing in a while.
But Rodney, you know, let me take you back. When a certain somebody in Chicago, you had to whoop his ass.
What you call it, Rodney, baby, Ray's not attacking nobody at no ball, Miss Thang. Now, if he sees, Ray sees this child at a club, baby, Ray can attack him at a club, baby, but Ray's not doing any attacking at nobody's ball. That's not the PR that we go for in the House of Mizrahi.
Thank you, Director.
Here you go with this
thank
shit.
Thank you, Director.
And your other half, Ray, that's a PRO. Won't be attacking nobody either.
Okay.
The right type, honey.
Yeah, because he a little tick tick bull, baby. I don't know about him, baby. Okay.
Well, honey, I inboxed you, Ray, honey. So you know, we'll talk.
Naima, what you inbox? Naima, what you inbox?
Naima, what do you have to inbox?
No, I'm talking to
Ray-Ray. Mess. Be careful, Ray-Ray, because she likes donuts. And she likes
it's not even that type of tea, honey. I need to talk to him about some other things. Keisha number two.
Oh, shit. who is Japan Balenciaga?
Naima, hold on a second, Kelly. Naima.
Yes.
Remember, there was a lady that lit a match to light a fuse to throw a stick of dynamite and wound up dropping the match in her own house and it burned down.
Trust me, this house ain't gonna burn down, honey.
Naima? Naima?
Yes.
Be careful. Now, Kelly, you were saying?
Who is Japan Balenciaga?
That walks runway?
Oh, that's Japan. That Suki Woo that used to be in Chanel.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody just inboxed me a picture and said she was homeless sleeping on somebody's couch. I just posted it up in the group.
Tough crowd, I tell you.
Miss Angel, I'm telling you, Miss Angel, my page that I be on, and I keep telling everybody, I got 4 Facebook pages. My mother, Kelly Mizrahi, is my page that I be on. I just went over to my Kelly Mizrahi, and I got like 300 messages. I got all types of pictures and tea and everything. So I'm just going through the messages and popping the tea, which I ain't know, baby. Listen, I mean, I don't know.
You can't even trust your friends nowadays. Can't even sleep on their couch without them taking a picture. Okay.
Bitch, honey, that's why you don't sleep on a bitch couch.
Well, I will say Japan is my daughter as well, and she's not homeless.
You need to keep your fucking legs closed.
Yeah.
Child, you got so many fucking kids running around here.
So, Kelly, wait, I'm kind of confused. I thought you had posted a message, something about, you know, you was done with the radio shows and stuff. But you're back?
Harold, I come back from time to time to liven it up. I was knocked out today all day on OxyContin because I got my wisdom tooth pulled out. So I was bored, honey, and I know I'm going to be up until about 4 o'clock in the morning before I go to sleep. So I came on to wake it up, Miss Saint. That's why I called you. I got Quincy on the line. I got Ray Ray on the line. I read John Neesh, you know, just to wake it up. You know, my girlfriend London is on her way back into the States. So, you know, me and Jason's here to wake it up tonight. And I told the girls when I go to a ball, I'll come and do the show, but I don't want to be obligated to sit here and run the switchboard and host the show. See, I can hang up whenever I want to.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me here.
You know, clarity is our friend.
That's what it is, baby. But you know, this is my child, honey. You know, my child, she grew up, you know, and I send her on to college. But every once in a while, I gotta come and check on her, make sure she all right, doing what she gotta do.
Right. Yeah, I understand. I fully understand.
Don't check on me because you may get a surprise. I may not want you to see all that.
Baby, I don't want to see that little bit of that.
Oh, okay.
What? He said it's only 7.5, 8.
It ain't even 8, girl.
Oh. Hello.
It's enough to massage your walls.
No, it ain't, because I wouldn't let you touch me.
Oh, so you're saying your walls are stretched from... stretched.
No,
from
I'm just saying, at certain... I'm just saying I'm more top than you are.
Well, that's nasty. First of all, that's nasty.
Exactly. So me letting you top me would be nasty.
I ain't trying to go down there and find no leftovers anyway.
Why are you talking about Naima like that?
So you saying Naima was in there? I gotta go find her.
Wait a minute.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll bid you adieu. Thank you for calling me. Hopefully, you know, all is clear. Ray Ray, I'll be talking to you soon.
Okay.
Have a good night, Father. Y'all have a good night, Rodney, Kelly, crew. I'm not sure who's all on here. Naima, you have a wonderful night.
Good night, Harold. <Yeah. laughs> Ray Ray, did you get my inbox?
Naima, stop popping that child key in that inbox.
Naima?
Yes.
Be sure to tell Manny good night.
Oh.
Bye bye.
If Marcus is listening, can you press 1? I need to ask you a question about this new category that was added to this ball.
That was a mess.
You know Marcus is listening.
Well, press 1, Marcus.
Ronnie, tell your friend press 1.
I know I'm on your fake bitch list, but could you please press 1?
Yes, you fake bitch.
I've been shaking the table the other night.
I'd rather shake tables than purses.
Well, I don't shake purses, bitch. I need to, though.
Oh, you need to shake your purse?
Mm-hmm. I'm not getting no love.
As much as you stay on Jack, you not getting no love?
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. They respect me too much. Everybody respect me. You're so crazy.
Ciao.
Thank you, Naima.
except for the film queen. They won't glaze donuts.
Well, maybe you need to go hang out with Meshack.
did you say Chad Ray, Meshack, and a billy goat?
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
We said Johnny's a billy goat.
Chad Rag, Meshack, and a Sagittarius. What?
Mm-mm. No, honey. I said Shadrach, Meshach, and a bad Negro.
Bad Negro.
Where Kelly must be getting some tea, or she doing something because she's quiet.
She over there taking and tacking in the all that stuff. She said she got all them messages.
So Rodney's still on his phone?
I'm here. I just had
him.
What's up?
Speaking of Rodney, being on the phone, I'm going to have to see. They had said something that I don't totally agree with about being on the panel. I feel like if you are a functioning alcoholic and you can still, you know, do what you need
to
do.
Thank you, J-Rod. I was going to say anything about that, but, you know, I let it go. People don't associate me with being a drunk. They know I like to drink, so I didn't take that to heart, you know.
I've seen Rodney on many panels cocktail, but he know what he's doing. Cocktails. So you can't just say that for everybody. If you can hold your liquor.
Right.
J-Rock, Rodney not going to vote for you. Stop trying to kiss his ass.
First of all, Rodney already voted for me before. Twice.
Oh. Oh, so Rodney broke his own real rule and gave it to a girlfriend. Mm-hmm.
First of all. Oh, you tried that.
See how hypocritical y'all are giving it to your girl.
You know, Jason, like I said, I will always say this. Like I said in that post today, when I'm on the floor at the ballroom, I am not the person on this damn phone when I'm on the floor. I am in my character, and I stay in my character. So that's the gag. People look and they be like, "Is that? No, that's not him. Is that? No, that ain't." And then you know, then they'll be, "You know what? He brought it." And then I get my 10. So my thing is, if I don't be gay with y'all now, when can I be gay? I mean, damn.
You was born gay.
I'm just saying, but I don't get a chance to be gay unless I'm on this fucking phone acting up with y'all, because when I'm not on this phone, I don't do all that shit. I'm just saying, y'all, just like Jack said, y'all won't let, I mean, can I let it out every, just a little bit? I mean, damn.
I thought you let it out when you be on Jack.
I don't. I don't. I really don't.
If you're feeling the beat, I'll let it move to your feet and then out and shake it all about.
I really don't. I'm getting
it. Moan it on, let you bring your meat out to play.
Not everybody is worthy of a massage. But, like I said, I'm getting rid of that just like I got rid of all that DGCHA bullshit.
That's good.
Because I'm going to start going to the straight club because...
Oh, Lord, we lost Earl, Quincy, and Callie. So right now we have Ray Ray, Rodney, Shamika, you, Calvin, Justin, I'm a woman, and Naima.
Hey, I'm a woman.
I'm a tranny.
I'm a tranny.
So, I haven't met Justin.
Justin,
hey,
Justin, say hi to Rodney.
Hey, Rodney, how you doing?
I'm good.
Ciao.
Calls in on a regular stuff, and you know you want to know. So where are you from, Justin? What do you do and things of that nature?
Down south. I'm gainfully employed. I'm playing PlayStation 4 right now. What's going on?
Okay, you're affiliated with any houses or ballrooms? Your affiliation with ballroom? How does that tie in?
I used to walk in the past. I don't walk anymore. I'm just a spectator now.
Okay. Well, welcome. Naima, what's your affiliation with ballroom? What do you do? What
you walk here, realness.
You are not. You know what, Roddy, what the shade is? You're going to get something 2014.
You know, like, every time I see you, I always give you a big hug, baby.
Oh, yeah, I know, honey. You know, we go like that. I know. You wouldn't be you unless you tried me every now and then.
Of course. You make my night. May God bless you.
Oh, Lord. You a bastard. You mean, I know you mean.
Now you walk big for real.
What?
Bigfoot realness.
Damn. You remember these big feet when they come and chase an ass in your hands, buddy? Shoot. Robbie, honey. Who is that on that line, Jason?
That's either Calvin, J-Rock, or one of them that said that.
That wasn't Calvin, girl, because I'm a friend.
I didn't say it.
Wait a minute. Let me see if Kelly's still here.
Not even walking New York pure realness.
Catch that voice. That's J-Rock over there, honey.
So, Ronnie, are you going to the ball this weekend?
That can never be me. I got a deep voice.
Which ball? How many is it this weekend?
Well, the only one that we're advertising is the one that's December the 15th.
Is that frostbitten?
Is it frostbitten? It must be. Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay. No, I won't be able to attend that. Oh, that's the one in Miami. That's Warren's ball. No, I won't be able to attend that.
Wamala's frostbitten ball.
So, Rodney, is the reason you got that name, cocktail, because you were known to drink a lot of cocktails?
Bitch.
Does a fish swim?
Okay. Calvin, I'm going to just tell you like this. I thought Rodney was coming to the lipstick ball. My daddy went out and bought the biggest bottle of Grey Goose you could find and had it behind the fucking panel. Rodney didn't show up. He took that bottle back home.
I know that's right.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, just like everybody's drug of choice. Mine is alcohol when I be at the balls. It relaxes me. I'm able to communicate with everybody a little bit more. Speak to those that I wouldn't speak to and things of that nature. But no matter whether I'm judging the ball or not, I always have my flyer in front of me, and I'm very sticking to the categories. But as in everybody have judged, sometimes you do tend to go out your rim and you be nice because they always expect me to be the one that actually reads the flyer and see what it says, but someone still comes out wrong. Or I'm not going to say 100% wrong, but if I wanted to chop the ball and copy that something on the flyer, I could, but I don't. So that's everybody.
So do you come to every ball you're invited to, or does your legendary status, does that mean you only go to major balls or well-talked-about balls? Or would you come
me,
if somebody
myself, my status doesn't play a part in it. I just like balls in general. So I might go to a ball in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, that I never heard of the person, just to go because I want to see it's a new scene and I want to go see what's going on. Or I might go to a ball in New York. And with me, I'm totally different than the rest of the people that feels like they have to, it has to be a major ball or a house ball or a person of relevancy. I will go just to say I went to a ball. That's me.
Okay. So if I invite you to a ball down here in little Salisbury, Maryland, would you come?
I've been to balls.
Yeah, I supposed to have attended the ball in Salisbury last time, but I had to work and some other things tied in. And because I tried to get all the kids to come, you know, two different balls and stuff together. So I probably would definitely attend if I had the schedule.
Yeah, you lucky you didn't come to the last one because that was a whole entire key. The limo bus driver got maced and everything else.
Yeah, because I was talking with Sean St. Clair at that time, and we was all coming down, you know.
It wasn't fun. Nice to see you, though. Well, I'm trying to get another one going on. That way the bitches can say that I start going to balls and stuff. Because if I storm the floor, the girls can be mad.
No, okay. Yeah, because I still got Kansas City, I got Minnesota, Oklahoma. Those are places I still communicate with the people that are there for Baldwin Wise. They'll call, ask for, you know, advice on different stuff and stuff like that. So I actually want to show my face as well. Instead of them just seeing the YouTube and, you know, clips, Baldwin Throwback clips and all that stuff, and they'll say, oh, you're right, dude. Good seeing you, you know, nice meeting you and stuff like that. So I actually want to be there to venture into those things.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How long does this radio show stay on?
If it's something going on, it'll stay on the 3. If nobody's talking, nobody's calling in, nobody's conversing anything, we'll go early.
Where is Kelly?
I just transitioned back to New York. Been so far, Ray Ray.
You said what?
I said, how's your transition back to New York been for you?
New York welcomed me with open, warm arms. I really had a good. I was glad that I came home. There's nothing like home.
Right.
Not to say that, you know, it was bad for me because I was in Chicago when I grew, and I changed my life for the better. But it's good. It's always good to be home.
Right. I feel you.
Kelly is gone.
Yeah, she got dropped. Her
got dropped. Shamika, are you still there? Okay, Shamika fell asleep. Shamika fell asleep. Naima, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Over there playing with yourself.
Calm down.
Please get out your box. Anyway, so did you go shopping, Naima? Did you get them jeans?
A girl. I didn't go nowhere today. It's storm today. I had to go get them tomorrow.
Child, that little bit of snow that disappeared by 12 o'clock.
And it's not out here in the county.
Oh, well, shit, then I need to move to the county because it ain't a drop of snow nowhere in the city.
So how cold is it up there? How cold, what's the temperature right now, Jason, at where you at?
I don't know because I like the cold.
Well, the temperature in Salisbury is 28 degrees.
Oof.
So the temperature down here is like 38.
In Texas?
In Houston, Texas.
Wow.
That's
what I thought it was warm over there.
That's right, because y'all had that snowfall. Y'all had that ice falling on people's cars.
Uh-huh. Dallas was worse.
Some hail. Ooh, snap.
The coldest winter ever, part two.
I'm mad they had all these old men carrying Mandela's casket. I'm glad they didn't drop it.
Yeah.
Kelly is gone. I was going to ask her, was the Miz going to put any money up for this ball for the People's Choice Award?
You know they are.
Well, they ain't came with nothing because the Ebony's got their money.
How you know that, J-Rod?
Because I'm one of the ones with the fucking money.
Oh, they trust you with money?
Baby, they don't have to trust me with money. Ask anybody that I said I was going to put money on. Did they get their cash? It was there when they got there.
I know that's right.
I ain't never lied about a motherfucking thing.
Baby,
well, can I get $20?
Let me see what this inbox say.
Well, can I get $20?
Did I say I was going to give you $20?
That's why I'm asking, J-Rock. Shit. You gotta be rude about it. Shit. You don't want to get $20, don't give a bitch $20, so I ask. Shit.
You gotta walk one of these categories to get this money.
Girl, make a new category that maybe I can walk. Me and Tito will walk. Put
oh,
Tiffany
shit.
In there too. Put Tiffany in there too. Her big ass can walk too. We'll all walk.
I miss motherfucking Tito fat undesirable ass, honey.
Bitch, Naima, have you heard Tito's voice? Bitch, Tito.
Ooh, Naima, you can say that word.
Yeah, that word right there from her mouth will cut a bitch's throat.
Ooh.
I see her video, honey, with her late ass. She's still a beast. I'm fucking that monstrosity. I can't stand her.
Well, no, I'm not understanding. I have nothing against Tito or anything like that. But why did he get beauty supply shit? He said
my stuff just came in the mail. And I'm like, but you could have went around the corner and got that. And somebody told me,
because he can't leave the house.
He can't leave a tank. He got to take his tank.
Well, we'll put it like this. You give me a tank, him a tank, give us two chairs, and we'll do hand performance and see who wins.
Oh, shit.
No, I don't need a tank to get around my house or outside or whatnot, but I'm going to need some tank after I do all, you know, you basically get tired after a hand performance.
But you know
I'm going to do three blind mice with you, Tiffany, and Tito, but a blind mice will see y'all ass.
The reason why I don't like her, because she got the motherfucking nerve to read anybody. She reads every fucking body, and she always wants to get on whether it's a fake profile or not that's in the room, and they reading, she want to add her 2 cents. Then if it's not that, then she want to make posts about people. It's just like, bitch, you is a monster. You don't have no room to read nobody. You are sad. You're undesirable. You're unattractive. Don't no fucking body want you. Jesus don't even want you.
Well, no, I mean, I applaud her. I applaud her because she does it with a real profile. Just like me, anything I've ever said in the ballroom, I said it under my real profile.
Well, you know what? She would have to. You think about it, Calvin. She would have to do it on her real profile. She ain't even attractive enough to have a fake profile that she could try to fool nobody. They're going to believe that she really looks the way that she looks because she's a beast. So they're going to believe that.
I am not going to.
Naima.
Yeah?
What do you think about Little Sammy growing up?
Is that the singer?
Yes, he in the official ballroom. They're talking about Little Sammy all grown up.
Well, is that the singer that sang that song, Come to Me, or Sammy, Come Home, or Come to Me, or something like that? He sang that one song, that hit song? Is that who y'all talking about?
He the one, I think he had like an old school song, like when he was real, 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 real young. And I think he had something else. Hold on.
Okay, well, no, this is not the singer. I don't know who y'all talking about.
Let me see if I can find some of his music.
But
they don't look like the same person. And none of you, okay, because that's just the size.
But back to Miss Thang, honey, who's so late that she haven't even arrived yet. Okay? She got the nerve. That's why I block all of her pages. Because it's like, girl, you don't have no room to talk about it. You don't have no room to read nobody because, bitch, you are the read.
I like her.
You know he is listening, so he is going to get you tomorrow.
She can't get me. She need to get her motherfucking self first. She can't get no fucking body because I got that bitch blocked. What's she gonna do? Make a post about me and have the other fake profiles read me right along with her ass? She is the reason. Like, girl, you don't get no points for that, beast. You don't get anything.
Like I said, I like her because, you know, big bitches got to stick together. That's why I sort of like Tiffany Big Ass. You know?
That me saying that song, I Like or whatever, when he was like 10 or something.
Oh, I Like the Way You Look. That one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get on there talking about how low dollar store products that she got it made a damn. Who the fuck she is, bitch?
Baby, don't try because they can't.
Well,
that
tune
can't,
in.
She was listening.
Looking like a fat koala bear and shit on that. Stick a pin in her
don't forget with no neck.
With no neck. Looking like all they need to do. I'm going to tell you, whatever the grid goes down, she the bitch y'all need to find. Because y'all can put a stick up her motherfucking ass and an apple in her mouth and tie her up, bitch, and roll her ass around and cook her ass. She going to feed a nice little, you know, the people in the third world country somewhere.
Mother Naima, I am done. Flip me the fuck over. I am finished.
Honey, that is the she gonna be the Christmas ham, the Christmas turkey, and everything, honey, with all the dressings.
All the dressing.
Mm-mm.
Even boysenberry.
So what I did was I got all my products in the mail, and
she got this little kitty music playing in the background.
Wasn't it Christmas music?
I don't know what it was. It sounded like some type of Sesame Street, some type of something, you know, for her slow ass.
Bitch, I was not expecting that to be.
Her voice is irritating.
Her voice is cotton, though. I mean,
Well, most big bitches.
I mean, she fooled. Like, she was on the line, the chat line, or something like that. She was fooled. I'm pretty sure people get her dirty ass.
Yeah, because it's girls like her who can't leave the house that will have jobs like that on a chat line and stuff like that with their sexy voices and, you know, make the men come and everything. And they, yeah, of course, because they don't know what you look like. But I bet you ain't nobody. The only person that's going to get hard is somebody who's not going to know. It's going to be a piece of trade that's going to fuck her, and nobody know the piece of trade in the neighborhood or anything like that. Or the piece of trade don't know no fucking body that's going to fuck her. Or she got a dildo in it or something like that, honey. Because ain't nobody fucking ass.
Damn, Naima. Speaking of trade, I'm in the Christmas spirit. I need to put my ad back on Backpage. It's time to give pussy by the pound.
Okay, on that note, but we
I thought we was in a relationship, Calvin.
Honey, look, we don't want to talk. You really want to talk about ass trash talk, dude? We can talk about that. But no, I'm done with Mr. White Man. I'm back on him.
Oh, you went back to him? Wait, you went back to him?
I said I'm done with Mr. White Man.
Ooh.
I done. Right now, I'm back on the market, pussy by the pound. You know how I wrote.
Oh.
Well.
Yeah, it is
a whole lot of pussy. But I can tell you what, it's some clean pussy, it's some tight pussy, and the niggas like this pussy.
Ooh,
I got videos to prove it. You need me to put a video up of my pussy in there?
The blood of Jesus.
Oh, wow.
I already put a picture in my wall. That's too much. Anyway,
Take me to the water.
Satan is a liar.
Take me to the water.
I'm going to do a video like Kelly. I'm going to put my titties
take
up and show you.
Take me to the water.
I am the cunt underneath all this. Yeah, mm-hmm.
To be baptized.
My titties is my titties. My ass is my ass. Yep, mm-hmm.
Okay.
No steal, no surge. And I can do a full split. You want to see that?
Dick is good. Dick's delicious. 24 flavors and nutrition.
See?
I'm a boss ass.
Let me tell y'all something right now. I don't want to hear that shit. I will hang up on this show. Ooh, I need a drink.
This pussy clean. This pussy squeaky. Ew.
Oh. Y'all have cut up for the night.
Oh, you fell out.
Oh, jeez, that's a lot.
I can't wait till tomorrow.
Let's
get it twisted. The pussy is no bigger than any other pussy. A pussy is a pussy. It's not big. It's the meat around the pussy that's big.
Oh,
wow.
On that note, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to say good night, but we're going to go start from the bottom to the top.
From the bottom to the top.
Now I'm talking to Eve's Claw.
But I mean, somewhere.
Okay, Rodney's gone, Ray Ray's gone, ooh, and Shamika's gone. They hit it.
Okay,
let's see. Bishop is pressing one. Oh Lord.
What in the world?
Yes, Bishop.
I'm not gonna talk about Esther Rowe.
You what?
Who is
Esther
Rowe? Oh, he called Tito Esther Rowe.
Talking about Tito.
Man, y'all know better, man. You know what? I ain't gonna lie to you. He does promote in a lot of groups to the radio show, so I give it up to Cuz. I mean, you know, I mean, and I respect his disability, but yeah, he does promote the show, so I give him that credit.
You didn't have no life.
You said what?
I said you were too, honey. If you didn't have no life, she's a social climber.
You got the nerve, Naima.
What?
Just let it go,
Naima. Your feet got a disability.
First of all, the whole thing about my feet aren't even big. That's number one. But the girl, that's not been nothing but a key. Okay, Kelly has been around me. Different people have been around me and seen my feet. My feet is nowhere near big like you.
Feet look like Shaka Zulu.
So stop trying to ride other girls' coattails as you thinking that they're reading me and they're not, and it's a key. Moving on.
Mm-hmm. Your voice is Bigfoot.
Jason, excuse me, where's the, right, okay.
The mute button.
Right.
How you going to mute me? That girl, Naima's never irrelevant. She's like that nigga that be on the eye commercial, boring as shit.
Ooh. Never irrelevant? That's a double negative.
She's never relevant on the show, man.
There we go.
And you aren't either, but you get muted more than me.
Come on, Naima. Naima, you read a disability. You read somebody
no.
that got a disability. Somebody
because
that's probably
she,
sick.
She
come on, man. How you sound, man?
First of all,
she reads everybody.
Okay. She's not above being read. I don't give a shit if that bitch was 100 years old. She's not above being read.
Everybody
she needs to be read. She's fat, she's undesirable, she's unattractive. And I'll say it to her motherfucking face.
Naima.
You very mean, Naima.
Naima.
You mean as shit, man.
You explained yourself
to bitches. That's undesirable.
Okay.
You
mean as shit, Naima, man. That's wrong, young.
That's not mean. What's mean is for her ass to get that fucking big like that. And have to depend on the motherfucking state to take care of her fat, nasty, black, unattractive, out of shape, undesirable, hot dog water smelling ass, honey. That's what's unfair.
Somebody said Tito wears shoulder pads.
Oh, okay. Looking like a fat Care Bear.
Oh, God.
With no neck.
With no neck.
With no neck.
A hot dog in the back of that motherfucking head. But she's so fat, every time she turn around, it's her birth, okay? Hold up, rewind.
I mean, Chris, if I need something made or Laura Spears needs something made, Chris is real creative with that. I will give him that.
Yeah, she has no choice but to be creative. She don't go no fucking where. She thinks that she has no life.
You mean,
she has no life. What you mean she creative? She could probably do all types of magic tricks and everything because she don't have no life. You wouldn't be able to do anything when you sit in the house looking at the four walls. She did that to herself, and she deserves to be read.
So you say what you say? And I'm gonna tell you this. I bet you got coins down though, and I bet you he probably be tricking on the dudes. That's the only way he probably get some booty.
She probably would have to. She probably would have to because she's
Bishop. How you just gonna go on Naima for reading him, but you just gonna say he be tricking on a dude? That's the only way he gets some booty.
I said something nice about him. I said he probably got coins down, man.
But then you said he's tricking on the booty.
Well, the only way she getting a coin is she probably getting a check.
Okay.
Right. Now you even made you
so
mean,
she,
yeah.
She's spending that first of the month.
What the hell is that?
Rub the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
Oh, shit.
What was that?
But now, it ain't got nothing to do with weight because I'm quite sure I weigh more than Tito and I don't need oxygen.
I don't think
remember
you weigh more than
Tito. Well, apparently, he said something about when him and Bishop was going at it, or he was going at it with somebody, that when he was in high school, he slipped and fell, and he must have did something to a lung or something.
I thought she was getting ready to say she slipped and fell when she was in high school and gravy pulled up out of that leg or something like that.
She fragile because my big ass done fell plenty of times and I ain't never break a bone, a lung, or nothing.
I ain't going to lie. I thought the Tito profile. I said it was fake. I thought it was fake. But when I saw the damn YouTube joke in Laura Spears' room, when I saw that, man, I was just done completely. I'm like,
I mean, when he came onto the scene, I cannot believe we're having a conversation about Tito. it's time to go to bed.
This is so wrong,
getting
so many proportions.
Where we are
no, she wants
college.
She wants to be relevant, so we're going to make her fat ass relevant for this little bit of time that we have left on here. So, you know, go ahead and explain it.
Nice, you know, I'm glad I never trusted nobody with my YouTube videos.
So, when
how,
I seen, so, I mean, when he came onto the scene when we had the original Tea Party rum, I knew that he was a real person. I honestly thought that he was a special needs kid.
Oh my Jesus! Hold on, Jason. Are you mean special needs like retarded or like special needs?
Yes.
Like
yes.
Oh, say what you mean. Mean what
so,
you said. It.
Because then when you look at, it, but then he said that he had scoliosis. So I'm like, okay, well, I had scoliosis, and I didn't have to use the machine or whatever it is that they make you wear. Thank you, Jesus. I was like, okay, so that's probably why he built that way, because he said he had scoliosis. So I was like, okay. So then when I go back and you look at, if you go to his page and you look at pictures from when he first started growing his hair and stuff like that, and then I noticed, okay, well, he don't really have that many full body pictures. So then when you see full body pictures, it's just like, okay, this is like, I ain't talking about no more. So it's like when you look at his full body pictures, it's like the humpback of Notre Dame. And I was like, okay, well, maybe when he was born missing something, and that's what it is and stuff. So
a
I was just like, I'm not going to pick on
missing
him.
A neck.
Cause I'm not.
So that picture of him sitting there with that apple, that was his real picture?
All of those are real pictures. So
he just said, so glad that a bitch got high confidence and ain't worried about what a bitch got to say. I can't
Tito,
give
if you're
so
listening,
clearly.
If you're listening, press one. If you're listening, because you clearly you are, press one.
Come through.
I wish she had no choice. Let me tell you something, Bishop. She would have no choice but to have high confidence, and like Jason said, she's very talented. All of these things are good attributes for her. She needs to have those things. Because other than that, she don't have anything else going for her. Like the child said, she don't have no neck, and her body is shaped like a refrigerator. I mean, come on. What else do you have to offer anybody?
Shut the fuck up. This is not the refrigerator, man.
I mean, come on.
You're wrong in so many ways, man.
You walking around with a body shaped like SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, my God. I cannot.
And you got the nerve to read somebody.
Oh, my God. Chris, if you are listening, and I know you are because Bishop said you just responded, press one, please.
No monstrosity, honey.
Because you can read. Because we know, you can read, so it's not like you can't defend yourself because you read jail.
Yeah, get your fat ass on up on here, honey, and read so we can read together.
Yes, for the next, because it's 2:52, so for the next 6 minutes, press one, and it's you against Naima. If you're a bad bitch.
That's right. If you are a bad, unbothered bitch, you get your fat, nasty, undesirable up on this motherfucking line.
I cannot deal.
Every time she said it, I laugh.
Oh, God.
You probably smell like pork and sauerkraut over there, honey.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Mean name, my man. You real mean, man.
That ain't even attractive.
You bitches better bring it.
Okay.
Oh, my God, man.
You got my jaw. Do you swallow?
Oh my
so
God.
Wait a minute, y'all. Now they never did get to the tea of why did they? Why did the girls put Johnny out of her own room?
She said that it was a technical difficult error that she was already.
But if it was a technical difficulty, why was she sending Icon Diana that message? She's the one that sent Diana that message, and Diana posted it in the group. So if that wasn't the case, what was going on?
And she was mad. She was like, y'all bitches playing a joke. She was steaming.
Right.
Well, I don't speak horse, and I've never understood four-legged ass.
Y'all talking about Janice.
Like I told her, before she got ignorant and shit, I lived for her vogue. But then she got ignorant, and now she make bitches hate her.
Well, I just want to say
that
I'm enjoying this oatmeal cream.
I remember when Janice said in the room, that she's a way much better performer than the Atlanta's legendary pageant winner, Jasmine Bonet. She could outdo Jasmine Bonet in any Janet Jackson theme or any Janet Jackson performance. I was like, are you serious?
Well, first of all, to me, Jasmine Bonet looked like Janet Jackson to me.
Yeah, that's what.
Yes, and this is my thing.
And
she
Johnny
said,
"Johnny looks like Janet Jackson." Shit.
Jasmine Bonet. Janet Jackson actually came to one of Jasmine Bonet performances.
She did.
And tipped her like $2,000 bills in there or something. $2,000, $3,000 bills. I know she threw bricks at her.
Yeah, she gave her $2,000 because she was sitting right up there in the front row. I remember that.
So I mean. Johnny's, if you still listening, if you drunk
you
some
know
milk,
she not listening. She had to go turn
she
a date.
Never was listening. Kelly called her. She never was listening.
Well, if anything, you know, like I said, if you think you got the Janet Jackson caliber, I would love to see Janet Jackson come to one of your shows and throw you that much money in the air.
Is there a video of Jasmine getting the money from Janet Jackson?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes it is.
Can somebody find that for me? Anybody out there, Tito, can you find that for me?
You just
girl.
Read that boy, and then you asking him to find
it. I did not read him. How did I read him? That is fierce boot.
Mr. Man, why are you still up in the chat room? Shout out to Mr. Man.
They're just asking him. They're just
why
asking that man
you,
to do his job. You
just sat there and read that
I
man
didn't read him.
And laughed at
read
that
him.
Man and
I
talked about you
him.
Was going
yeah.
to do a big girl performance against that man, and now you want that man.
You did, daughter. You read her. Daughter, you read her. You said she's so fat, honey, that she could say hopscotch with the planets and the solar system. You did read her, daughter. Don't do that, daughter.
Mother, I did not say that. All I am a virgin, hand performer. So I need somebody else that's my caliber. I don't need no fat, skinny bitch up there. I need a big, semi-slow bitch like myself. I'm not dumb.
Well, it is now 2:56, so what are we going to do before the white man or woman says, are your bills piling up? One by one, I want you all to say goodnight. Bishop, say goodnight.
Goodnight.
Justin, say goodnight.
Goodnight, everybody.
And thank you
have
for sitting with me.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Ooh, I'm so shady. Go ahead.
It's been a pleasure. You guys have a blessed night, all right?
Night.
You too.
Okay, night. And Calvin, Naima, say goodnight.
Good night, everybody. Love y'all down. Talk to y'all next week.
See you later, mother.
Calvin, say good night.
Good night, you guys. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Woo! Good night, everybody. All right, J-Rock, say good night.
Good night, everyone, and make sure that you play it safe, wrap it up, and wrap up because it's cold as a motherfucker all over the United States of America right now. So, good night.
Good night, J-Rock. Once again, I thank you for tuning in to Trash Talk Tuesday with the Bridges and everyone else. Make sure that you tune in tomorrow for the State of Emergency show with the CEO, overall founder of the House of Couture, Jasmine Couture herself. Be safe, be blessed, be you.
Legendary runway ruler, Father Warren Milan presents Frostbitten, Sunday, December 15th in downtown Miami. Grand prize, open to all European runway for $1,000. The Bloody Walk, come tastefully done, vamped out with a devastating walk, bringing complete pandemonium to the runway. Don't forget an over intro. Mini grand number.